We're going to have an opportunity to discuss matters with the commissioner. Then what we'd like to do is to do all of the same language, as much of the similar language as we think appropriate. We're going to be very careful about the dollar figures, however, because given all the interlocking pieces of this bill, it's possible that even if it's a small appropriation that's the same or similar, you know, who knows as to what might happen with that, or more likely same or similar deletion from the budget. The one piece we're probably not doing today is the K-12 education article, because that group has reached a fairly significant agreement. We're going to have to review that before we actually place it in the bill. So that's an article we won't get to tonight. But at the outset, appreciate Commissioner Hansen, your being here to and maybe if you just want to come up to the table, that would be great, with Mr. Showalter. All the members have received what's titled Governor's Supplemental Budget Concerns. And Commissioner Hansen was here, obviously, last week, 10 days ago, whenever it was, and provided some preliminary remarks, which we appreciated. I think members are aware of what's in here, and so we don't – I think we can dispense with any lengthy statement by the commissioner going through this page by page. We've seen it. The purpose tonight is – well, Commissioner, certainly to allow you, you know, some introductory comments, and then to just turn over to members with questions – as to, you know, why a particular concern or why not. So, Commissioner, once again, very much appreciate your being here and helping us out.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman, and thank you, members of the Conference Committee, for giving me the opportunity to appear before you again. The genesis of the document that you have before you comes from the leadership meeting between the caucus leaders and Governor Pawlenty and myself. Now 8 days ago, Tuesday, a week ago, in the governor's office, and the leaders of the majority caucuses requested a list of concerns. And in an effort to, and as the discussion went on about this list, they wanted us to be comprehensive and have it be a starting point for discussion so that we wouldn't miscommunicate as this process went on. So we went ahead and tried to be as comprehensive as we could. I think for those of you finance chairs that are on, you know, that these apply to, you're probably not all that – I'm hoping you're not all that surprised about what ended up in here. You might be about how some of the words or some of the language. I would ask that if there's, you know, some language that you don't like or you have questions about, please ask. This is meant to be a starting point to begin our discussions with you. And with that, Mr. Chairman, I'll turn it back to you.
Okay, thank you, Commissioner. Let me start. First of all, a very major piece of the Senate bill, and I'm looking at Health and Human Service concerns, fictional savings. There were certainly some aspects of the Senate bill where I think certainly the administration had concerns, and I'm not trying to go over discussions we had with Commissioner Wilkin. We had the opportunity, obviously, to spend a lot of time with individual commissioners, but this is a pretty major piece of the bill. And obviously, if we're going to try to make a head start toward the deficit, this is not insignificant. Senator Berglund briefed myself last week on work she has done with the department, and it's clearly not finalized, but it was my understanding that the work that was done allayed some of the fears of the department relative to cuts that the Senate made in these areas. Is that a fair statement without holding you to a dollar figure and totally signing off, but has there been that kind of progress made?
Mr. Chairman, members of the committee, if I could make a few comments about that section. First, this document was drafted to the bills as they passed your respective, or at least this section as they passed both chambers. And the four items listed here under the bullets under fictional savings didn't have any hearings, did not have fiscal notes from these type of issues usually have. And, Senator, I want to remind you that you and Senator Pogemiller sent me a letter. I didn't bring it, but it was, I think, mid-February, outlining a – you're smiling. It was – this seems to violate –
I can't be responsible for what I did in mid-February.
But it seems to, without quoting the letter, but some of the thoughts that you put in there and some of the advice and expectations you put towards myself and the governor and putting our budget together, not fiscal noting it, not having we always generally agree on numbers. It's the policy behind it that we debate, and this was more so than other things, in our opinion, a violation. Now, since this language was put together, I know Senator Berglund and our Human Services Department, as well as people from my department, have been in discussions and have put a proposal together, which I know we still have concerns. I'll turn it over to Mr. Showalter to outline this.
And before you do, let me just make a couple of comments about that. First, there clearly were hearings, at least on the Senate side. Senator Berglund presented this to her division, presented it to the full committee, the Finance Committee. So it was put in the bill with appropriate hearings. The second thing is I've got, and maybe Mr. Showalter can comment, I've got the consolidated fiscal note completion date 4/23/08, which reflects $36,409,000 relative to the reserve issue. So now I just got that. So, but Mr. Showalter, is it?
Mr. Chair, members, for the record, my name is Jim Showalter, Assistant Commissioner and State Budget Director at the Department of Finance. You're right. Let me just go through the timing, first of all. The document you have in front of you was one of two requests, actually, that came out of the leadership meeting that the Commissioner mentioned. One was a list of detailed concerns from the administration's point of view on budget proposals in front of us. The second was a set of numbers that everyone could agree upon. These items were the primary element of concern over those numbers. Senate staff as well as House staff have put together a joint information, and from our perspective, I think everything has been working along very well, but there were some areas, and these four items in particular, that they hadn't gone through the process of having the fiscal notes and understanding the potential fiscal impact. So we were concerned that that was a major part of the budget. Since that point in time, as you said, more discussions have been made, new proposals or alterations to those previous proposals have been made. As of, I think, today, fiscal note information has been signed off on, transmitted back to the legislature. And around that issue, so that's, I think, where we're at today. The total amount of savings in the proposals that have come through as of, like, today is close, though not the same as was originally counted in the spreadsheet. But rather than worry about that, I think the issue in that fiscal note is just some of the policy issues and some of the financial risks that might go along with some of the provisions. We've given you the information, the estimated savings that is potential from those, but I know the Department of Human Services, as well as ourselves, would be happy to talk about some of those issues further.
Representative Carlson.
Sure. Just a quick question you referenced today, and I've got two fiscal notes with two different scenarios here dated yesterday. So is there a change relative to the fiscal notes that I've got dated 4/23? What is this? Today is 4/23?
No, there's just a technical change.
Yeah. I'm sure I'm looking at the right thing.
Mr. Chair, I believe that the Department of Human Services just took off some language that was not related to the numbers at all at the end of the fiscal note and republished it.
I've got,
Mr. Chair,
Mr. Chairman, I've got quite a bit of language at the end here. Is it all gone?
Mossman?
No, Mr. Chair, and actually maybe the department can explain it more specifically, but it's language that is not pertinent really to the, as I understand it, to how the numbers are arrived at in the bill or the analysis of the bill at all.
Mr. Chair, members, the only change from yesterday to today was our internal sign-off process somehow got entered into the official fiscal note, and we just took that off. So none of the narrative pertaining to the numbers has changed.
Mr. Chair, that's what I was asking about, that narrative. So that's still relative to the note that I have here for 422 is the same.
Okay. That's correct, Mr. Chair, members.
So, Mr. Showalter, is the concern, you talked about a policy concern relative to this, but would it be a fair statement that we do have a fiscal note that suggests that there might be some savings if this was to be implemented, putting aside whether this is the right policy or the wrong policy?
Mr. Chair, members, the fiscal note is intended to give you the best information we can on the estimated impacts of that proposal. There was a lot of discussion on this particular item because it got close to there are some questions, some legitimate questions that should be looked at as to whether it's how certain the savings are likely to be. We decided to err on the side of ensuring that you knew the potential fiscal impact and left it open for, I think, further discussion on a financial management policy ground as well as a healthcare policy ground as to whether this is suitable or appropriate to include in the bill.
Okay. And let me go back to the previous section of the memorandum that talks about use of the reserves, lack of progress the next biennium. There's no question that the Senate position, and obviously our purpose is to talk about fiscal issues, not tax issues, finance issues, not tax issues. Although obviously you have, Representative Carlson, some tax issues in your bill, but we don't have that in the Senate bill. There's no question that the Senate, given how we've handled the so-called FOC revenue, leaves a greater amount of the projected 10-11 deficit not dealt with. But it seems to me that the governor and the House are fairly close. Is that – in fact, I think arguably the House is even better.
Mr. Chairman, just I have but the Senate at about minus 790 entails structural balance, the House at minus 549, and the governor at minus 693.
It's close.
Fairly close to the joint sheet that we put together.
So in the memo, when it suggested that the problem is exacerbated by House and Senate positions that also create structural deficits in other non-general funds.
Well, that's a reference to the Health Care Access Fund.
Okay. All right. And I hate to argue the House position. I know I'm not supposed to do that, but okay. But arguably the House position on the 10-11 tails is better than the administration. You may not like the way the House and Senate get to our positions, but the bottom line number is better.
Mr. Chair, and I think that statement is there to just remind us all that is one of the key issues that we're all trying to manage towards, that it is not only just balancing this fiscal years 8 and 9 budget, but to try and make sure that we've got something that's sustainable into 10 and 11 and beyond. That's the nature of those comments.
Okay. And let me ask, I should turn over to other members for questions, but on the health and human, the additional health and human service concerns, because I'm not sure, I hope I'm not repeating what we discussed the other evening, but further reductions to the Minnesota Sex Offender Program would create stress. obviously we've put huge amounts of money into that, and it'd be a subject for another day relative to the governor's executive order of 4 years ago. You know, Senator Betzel and I can maybe speak to that from another perspective, but obviously that money almost looks bottomless, but so I'm wondering why that cuts is felt to be so difficult.
Mr. Chairman, I think you did just a pretty good summary of it already. It is a ongoing problem as more and more level three offenders get referred to our state facilities, and it is we're concerned about operating costs as we go forward and wanted to have that entered into the final discussions.
I mean, several years after the fact, does the governor want to reconsider his executive order?
He will not.
Okay, well, that will continue to make this pretty expensive.
Yes, it will.
I've got a number of other questions, but I should turn over to other members of the conference committee. To Senator Fredrickson.
Mr. Chairman, Commissioner, I was looking at the section titled Structural Deficit in the Healthcare Finance Fund, and the concluding phrase is leaving the solvency of the fund in question for fiscal year 2012 and beyond. 2012 is a long time from now, a long way from now.
Yes, it is.
How concerned do you think we should be with this fund in 2012 with all that's going on in the healthcare area?
Mr. Chairman, Senator Fredrickson, it is true, 2012 is a long way off, but one of the reasons we are a AAA-rated state is despite the difficulty in looking forward, we do anyway and we do our best. Both the House and the Senate have proposals that in the current horizon bring the health care access fund down to unsustainable levels, and we believe that with those proposals that those deficits will run forward into 2012 and 2013, and are trying to make people aware of that now so we can take corrective action. If you want to add.
Mr. Chair, Senator, I just add, typically we look at two different, multiple things for financial management, but two that we're all very familiar with is there a balance in the fund? And second, are revenues meeting expenditures? Under some of the proposals and the expansions that have been discussed so far in this session, by 2011, the structural balance is substantially swung towards spending more than is coming into the fund. And by that point in time, there's still a balance in the fund, to be sure. But that balance would be more than overtaken by that imbalance between ongoing revenues and expenditures. That is something that will cause fiscal problems both in that fund and potentially in the general fund in the future.
Mr. Chairman and Commissioners, my only point is that this is two bienniums out from now, and I question just how accurate it'll be. Now, certainly something we should be aware of and look at, but what we're dealing with now and in the next biennium, I'm just wondering how significant that is.
And just to follow up on that, we can talk about our spending the fund, to unsustainable levels, but then conversely, doesn't your usage of the Healthcare Access Fund for deficit reduction purposes create the same problem but in a different way?
Mr. Chair, not really. The transfers that were proposed in the governor's budget were really one-time in nature. And so that does certainly lower the balance in that fund substantially for 2008 and 2009, and that carries forward into 2010 and 11. But the structural balance is not impacted going forward by those transfers. That's different than a ongoing obligation that fund might take on.
Other members have questions? Representative Carlson.
Mr. Chairman, on the health care access, we have to coordinate a bit with the health care reform bill. It's in another conference committee. How do you see, with your numbers and recommendations, that moving forward? one of our concerns is to make sure that we are able to move forward with the health care reform. And if you pull that 125 out, or before it was 250, were you not, in essence, scuttling much of what they would be doing in the area of health care reform? I think that's a very fundamental question in terms of how this committee interacts with what they're trying to do there.
Mr. Chairman, Representative Carlson, I think that's kind of the crux of the disagreement, the use of the health care access fund. Are the governor's initial recommendations, and then with our offer on Monday, it is our vision that we're trying to use the health care access fund to limit cuts in the general fund eligibility at its current levels. Your proposals use that fund to extend eligibility to those individuals who don't have coverage now. I know that the health care group met with the governor on Monday for 2 to 3 hours and are probably going to meet again, but you're right in that the use of that fund with this conference committee and that have to be synced up in the final end game.
And my other question, when I referenced those fiscal notes, I'm not sure from your comments then, are you saying then that we could use, I've got two notes here at the different percentages, one at, what was it, 36, the other 20, 32, and the other at 23 or something like that, but the numbers were 36.4 or 48.7. So are you comfortable with those numbers? Because when I referenced whether that information you provided about what the reaction in the healthcare community might be in the dialogue, so how comfortable are you when I read that, plug one of those numbers in, that in fact we would experience that saving?
Mr. Chair, Representative, we're raising it because we're uncomfortable. We're raising that issue specifically in testimony because although we're providing you with that information and want you to be able to understand the potential impact of those proposals, it is not a number that is as certain as many of the types of figures and types of fiscal notes that you would typically see from us. And we want you to be aware of that and sensitive to that issue. Appreciate your question, and I would say, yes, those are numbers, but there is certainly some difference in the likelihood of those savings being realized.
If I could add,
for sure.
Mr. Chairman, Representative Carlson, I think this falls into that gray area. It's always hard to look ahead, but if there's the possibility of a legal challenge, it's possible that this particular provision could get tied up in court and we wouldn't realize any savings in 08-09 at all. And that is, we're not, that's the nature of the uncertainty.
Chairman, what I'm trying to solicit, at least tonight, and it may change, is do we get resistance from the administration if we move ahead with that because of your concern, or are you willing to accept that and hope that what you think could conceivably happen doesn't? I mean, we're talking about a pretty fundamental number here in terms of how we balance this out. Pretty large number, let me put it that way.
I guess to answer your question, Representative Carlson, I don't think at this point we are sold that or accept those numbers, and it would take more discussion and understanding as we go forward.
But, Mr. Chairman, you're not necessarily closing it out then. You're willing to
I'm closing it out at this time.
But willing to have more discussion.
Mr. Chair, would it be possible to have further discussion on this? Because we're trying to sort of jump to the answer. And I think if you understood some more of the specific concerns that we have, and you would have, a fuller understanding that it's a difficult one to give a yes and no answer to.
That's what I'm asking. You're willing to have more discussion. I think the commissioner said he was closing it out, and you're saying that more discussion. I would hope there's more discussion then.
We can obviously have more discussion, but as we move forward in this process, the governor's going to want to make sure any spending reductions we have are actually going to be there when we show up again next year. It doesn't do us any good to, book savings that aren't going to be there. It's just going to take money out of the forecast in November and February and create a problem we're going to have to deal with.
Fair enough. My co-chair indicated earlier he was talking about a House position, and I'm talking now about a Senate position. So
I realize that.
But you may be presenting some House positions on the Senate floor, and I might be presenting some Senate positions.
You're building bridges.
House floor, so we want to have a complete understanding of each other's positions and what the advantages and disadvantages might be.
Just as long as you're supportive of the Senate position, as I have tried to be the House position in these discussions. That's all I'd ask.
Well, and if you can't agree with each other, just come talk to me. And
you'll be our arbitrator.
All right.
we'll team up on the other one.
So we need a good mediator. Senator Higgins.
Mr. Chair, I think that there was a misstatement about the eligibility and the effect of the health care reform bill. It doesn't expand income eligibility, and I think you said that it expands. It spends money on initiatives to add people who are currently eligible for the program, but have barriers to actually being on the program. And I think that that's important to say. And that health care reform bill does works on things that have been thorny issues in the health care finance committee for a number of years, like delayed verification, rolling eligibility. And it would expand only if the cost containment goals were met, then would it expand eligibility. And so I think you're a long way from being actually able to say that you're expanding the income eligibility, because that's an only if you actually meet those cost containment goals. And I think that's important to say.
Mr. Schulwalter.
Mr. Chair, if we said income eligibility, I stand corrected. I think the point which we would agree is that there are, with the reforms, there are assumptions that there will be more people who will be covered in those programs, and that will have some additional costs in the fund. And if we misspoke there, appreciate the correction.
But Mr. Chair and Mr. Showalter, they're already eligible for those funds. They're just, they have barriers, or they have not enrolled for one reason or another. But they're eligible currently. At least that's the Senate position.
Okay. Mr. Showalter, you look like you're about, you'd like, all right, fine. Senator Tomasoni.
Mr. Chairman, thank you. Commissioner, just a couple of comments on the economic development concerns. There's one that says the House bill directs $1 million from the MIF fund to a specific Iron Range project. I just want to point out there's no specific Iron Range project. It's actually a statewide project, and anybody can qualify for the money. So I just want to point that out. And then the second one, where it says the Senate removes deed commissioner from the Minsky board. I didn't think I would ever think of anything like that, so I thought maybe Representative Rukavina did it. And so I asked him if it was in the House bill, and this was just a misstatement. And he stated he didn't think of it either. So I don't know if that's in the bill, and I've been trying to find that somewhere, and I don't think it's in there.
That's true.
That's not in there?
We stand.
Do you want us to put it in?
No.
Okay.
Commissioner, have
I think McElroy would be mad at it.
Okay.
Well, when we pass the provision to get rid of the assistant and deputy commissioners,
there you go.
Maybe they can go on the board then. let me ask Commissioner, picking up from not just simply the memorandum, but the change of the offer number one, which I think has had some circulation, where it's indicated no additional revenue increases beyond governor's position. Now, obviously, in 2003, when we faced this situation, that did not seem to be a concern on the part of the administration. to the extent that it's stated here. And I recognize that there might be, and obviously the Senate does more with non-tax revenues than the House does. But let me just use one example, and maybe I'm being a little bit unfair by arguing the particular to the general. But there's an increase in the traffic surcharge from $72 to $75, which I think raises about 1.215. Now, you can make the argument that that goes to mitigate cuts within that budget. On the other hand, the money's all fungible is how I viewed it because it's in, you know, the same bill. So whether it mitigates cuts to that part, that article, or to anything else. But you know, what would be the objection to, say, that particular fee? And again, that might be unfair of me to ask about, you know, to extrapolate from the general comment, but it just seems to me that that one's, and I can't say that I've talked to Representative Carlson about this or other House conferees. Maybe they have very strong, well, I take that back. A person came in who does have strong objections to that. He wants to reduce the surcharge to zero, I think. But putting aside Representative Rukavina's position, I use that just because we did this in 2003, and there were a variety of non-tax revenues used by House Senate administration. And it seems to me we're in that same position again. So I'm wondering why this seems a little bit more either or.
Mr. Chairman, you're asking me to extrapolate beyond what our offer number one is. And it is and was meant to be, as you see, I don't know if you have it in front of you. We felt that the revenue increases in the governor's position, you know, the offer we put forward to the House and the Senate was our level of revenues. Realizing I can't imagine that offer one will be the only offer. If it would, it would be historical. And I assume there'll be other discussions. Okay. I don't know if I can get into breaking this offer down extensively.
That's fair enough. I just said that my general comment is I think in an effort to get out of here successfully, we're going to have to be fairly creative about how we do this. And I don't suggest that we increase every fee that we have in statute. And in a perfect world, there are some fees I would like to reduce. On the other hand, I think it's, again, as we try to nickel-dime our way to some solution, we're going to have to look at a variety of ways to do it. You don't have to comment on that, but that's more of a general comment.
Well, I've noticed I think we have been fairly responsible on fees in our time in office. This provision gets to the notion that we chose not to pick fees extensively as a solution this year, despite criticism in the past of our administration and fees. It seems like you're advocating for fees.
And I recognize that's not a perfect solution either, although she's not a member of the conference committee, but Senator Berglund and I would be happy to take a look at more on the health impact fee or when I heard it referred to as the HIF, I wasn't quite sure what that was initially, and then I thought it was the HIT. But whatever it is, you know, cigarette taxes can't be too high for Senator Berglund and myself. Let me just, again, I'm kind of bouncing around.
Mr. Chairman,
Representative Carlson.
Before you leave the being that you brought up offer one, I do have a question. It's on the list that says increase spending reductions by $125 million. Could you expand on that? Do you have additional suggestions prepared then on how that would be done? And is that something you could begin to share sometime soon?
Representative Carlson, I hope you don't mind if I interrupt because I want to give the commissioner a chance to answer. But to be fair to the commissioner, he and I did talk about that earlier today, not too long ago, And I'm not sure he's, Commissioner, that you're quite prepared to do that yet, but to the extent you can answer the question.
Mr. Chairman, Representative Carlson, I think we'll have something for you in the morning. Just finalizing some suggestions for you in response to Senator Pogamiller and the Speaker's letter this morning. You'll hear something from us first thing in the morning.
Okay, that's fine. Thank you. I didn't realize you'd had a conversation with Senator Cohen.
Because I don't have your cell phone.
Well, I'll fix you up with my cell phone.
Please do. I would love to have it.
I carry one.
Do you? Okay.
I may want yours as well.
Okay, that'd be great. We're due.
Commissioner, let me ask another general question, and that relates to the position of the Senate in terms of trying to book a number on the professional and technical contracts. And I realize that that's been a subject of maybe some overemphasis on the part of the legislature, that you know, what happens if we cut 50% of the contracts? And certainly recognize in terms of the general fund contracts, you have a lot of things where that becomes difficult. That's why the attempt was made to use a fairly limited dollar amount that might allow for renegotiation of contracts in negotiation with whomever the vendors are, to look at the possibility of negotiating a contract at 90% of what it's been or 85%. And I would think in a difficult economy, a lot of vendors would be happy to continue doing work for the state, even if the contract agreed upon was a little bit less. And so that was what we based that provision on. I'm wondering if looking at it in that light, it creates the same concerns or if that's something that's a little bit more doable.
Mr. Chairman, I think we would have the same concerns that we've articulated in the past. Generally, reductions to agencies, it is easier to manage if we get a, 4% or 3% or whatever the overall reduction is, then we can manage to that. I think with that kind of a goal, agencies will try to limit contracts and try to negotiate and get the best deal. And I think we do that anyway. I know that in the contracts that we negotiate, with the assistance of the Department of Administration at Finance, we try to do that anyway. It's in our best interest to get the best deal possible, or we're paying more money. I don't think it's necessary to do this.
Mr. Chair, if I may add, as the Commissioner mentioned, the Department of Administration has put a great emphasis in trying to negotiate the best deal. We've been trying to make progress on that. This provision would be difficult to implement simply because the costs of professional technical contracts do vary by year, and they also, in many instances, are going to be for services that are not like bringing in consultants. These are some basic nuts and bolts activities of state government. Department of Corrections is one that comes to mind, that they are going to need to incur these costs one way or another. To capture this $5 million savings then becomes uncertain what the legislative direction is. Is it just an across-the-board cut that we should apply to all agencies, or should we target it to the agencies that have professional technical contracts? How do we actually capture that savings? It is a difficult one to administer.
Okay. Thank you. Further questions from committee members on the memorandum or otherwise? Okay. Well, it appears, President Carlson, anything else on behalf of the House? That
I don't have any others at this point. I don't know. Apparently, members are satisfied.
Okay.
Mr. Chairman, understand that the Commission believes there's some fluidity in these from his comments then about future offers and suggestions and what have you.
You'll hear from us in the morning.
Probably from both sides of the table.
What?
As I understand your comments earlier, Mr. Chairman, that on some of these issues there may be some fluidity.
It was meant to be a starting point in our discussion.
Yeah, that's what I mean.
And
Moses coming down with tablets off on air.
And I would, and so you've made it clear, Commissioner, in your discussions with myself, that you've wanted to lay out some both general and particular concerns, and I certainly appreciate what you've expressed numerous times, both in front of this committee previously as well as privately, that you're open to working on this and engaging back and forth, that it's not a hard and fast position, that we can continue the discussions on some of these provisions. So, again, anything else on the part of committee members? Any other questions or concerns? So, if not, Commissioner Hansen, Mr. Showalter, thank you very much for being with us tonight. Thank you. Members, what we'd like to do next is you kind of want to orient yourself back to the to the side-by-side document. We want to work off what's titled House File 1812, Budget Balancing Bill, Same and Similar Language. And Mr. Watson, did you and Ms. Novak work on this, or Ms. Novak's kind of so I'm not sure between the two of you who wants to start off. Taking us through same or similar language, what we'd like to do is adopt the same language article by article, rather than go through each individual same language item. Representative Carlson and I talked about this earlier. Where it's similar language, we'd like to have some determination by the conference committee to make a decision. Where we're going to be a little bit careful is, again, because there's so many intersecting pieces in this bill, we're going to be careful about adopting dollar amounts. Certainly, we're not going to be adopting any new appropriations this evening, at least unless Representative Carlson or our conferees vote us down. We would prefer not to adopt any new appropriations, positive appropriations. If there is a budget cut that we assume absolutely we're going to make, we arguably could adopt that, although keeping in mind that all of the dollars are interlocking. So as a hypothetical, maybe there is a particular cut in the Senate and House bills, but it's a cut that the administration strongly objects, and maybe at some point we'll have to revisit it. We will also not necessarily we won't be adopting same or similar language if there is some significant controversy over the area. I'm thinking in particular of the bank match section, where I think the House and Senate have very similar language, similar dollars, but that's an area that there are still concerns being expressed. So the hope is that this evening we'll get a very strong head start on putting together a conference committee report, but to try to exercise some discretion in doing so. So keeping and as I indicated, because we have a significant article agreed to that's quite different from what we have in front of us from the K-12 folks, we want to hold off on that this evening as well. So at least with the sheet I have, again, Mr. Watson, Ms. Novak, which would be Articles 4 through 9, higher education, if we want to start with that.
Well, Mr. Chairman, I'll just begin to orient you. You're all on the same page now. In the tab for higher education, you'll be on page R10, and you'll see on the left-hand side there's a Section 8 from the House. On the right-hand side there's a Section 7 from the Senate. And our information is that those two are identical. How did you want to go through taking action on these?
Well, I think what we'd like to do, Mr. Watson, is do this article by article. And so if you want to indicate where we conclude, so everybody is in the same place, where we conclude each article, then we'll take motions article by article.
Yeah, Mr. Chairman, Mr. Carlson, this is a fairly simple one because they're all the same, I think, that Ms. Novak and Mr. Watson have identified. So why don't we just keep going, and then when we get through the five of them, then we can make
a motion. Right, and that's what I I thought I'd suggest it. So, Mr. Watson, we're going to follow your lead in terms of pointing out where we should look for a motion, if appropriate.
Yeah, and Mr. Chairman, just so everybody understands, we may want to slow down a bit when we get to the similar because there will be language differences there,
yeah.
And we'll have to decide whether it's House or Senate or some modification to bring it about so that it's the same.
Well, and there's no question, Representative Carlson's correct, that where we have similar language as opposed to same language, we'll slow it down because then we'll probably have to do it item by item, not article by article. We're looking to do article by article where we have the same language.
Now, Mr. Chairman, skipping the next pair of sections 9 and 8, they are not the same because they have a different percentage. We move to the bottom of page R11, section 10 on the House side and 9 on the Senate side, and those two are identical. Then, Mr. Chairman, moving over to page R16, have to turn a few pages, because the next several sections are ones that have been assigned to another conference committee, the next couple of sections. If we get to R16 then, on the left side, the middle of the page, see section 13 on the House side, section 10 on the Senate side, and those two are identical. Next would be moving several pages to R29. Again, passed a bunch of sections that have been referred to other conference committees. We get to the top of page R29, section 33 on the House side, section 16 on the Senate side. Those two are identical. Then on the bottom of the page, section 34 on the House side, section 17 on the Senate side are identical. And that completes the same language in the higher education article.
So, Mr. Chair, I'll move the same language.
Representative Rukavina moves the same language for same that article. Is there further discussion? If not, all in favor, signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed. Motion carries. Then,
excuse me, Mr. Chair. Could we go back to the first two and tell them again, please?
Okay. Mr. Watson.
Mr. Chairman, Representative Murphy, the first two were on page R10 and 11. Section 8 on the House side, section 7 on the Senate side. And then moving to page R11, section 10 on the House side and 9 on the Senate side.
Thank you.
Representative Murphy, do you wish to revisit the vote that we just had? Okay.
I just wanted to make sure I had my lines right.
Okay.
Mr. Chair?
Senator Higgins.
I just have an odd question. Those all seem to be things that could have been in another policy committee. Is that not correct? Are they tied to funding someplace else in the bill?
Mr. Chair, they're basically all tied to funding.
Senator Higgins, we tried to go through all the language pretty carefully. That was in the motion we had a couple of days ago.
Right.
Where we explained some of those distinctions. These were areas that we felt, for instance, looking at R29, I just turned back that page, makes reference to Indian scholarship appropriation, which is an appropriation.
Also, I care about this.
They're on this list.
Pardon, Senator Tomasoni?
I think Senator Higgins' point is that we removed them from the bill the other night to go into a policy bill.
Not these.
Asking. Mm.
No, I don't think
no.
We did.
No. No, not what Mr. Watson is going through are items that we remain in the bill.
That they weren't policy enough to go to policy, that somehow they're funding enough to stay here?
Yes.
Apologize.
That was said inelegantly, but at least I understood what I was saying.
Same kind of chart, different title.
Yeah.
Pardon?
Same kind of chart, different title.
Yeah, you got to keep this stuff straight, sir.
Yeah. I have to read the words.
That's hard.
I think the sense a little bit at a loss because we've become so used to our color coding that when you present these kind of things, you guys are much more. You're ahead of us. No colors on this. That's our problem.
Mr. Chairman, the House apparently is a much more conservative body when it comes to buying equipment, but I would love to have colored printers like you have so that we can be color-coded as well, but we're not there yet.
Well, and I understand the problem, though. We're at a loss here, as Senator Thomas only points out, that you take away the colors, and it's tougher for us. Representative Rakovina.
Well, Mr. Chair.
I'm using a cheap pencil.
Mr. Chair, former Representative Joe Bagajaws used to say, once it's in color by his bureaucrats, you can't change it anymore. So this is we're changing things today.
Okay.
So
I like it.
It should be in black and white.
So we have disagreement on the House side.
Okay, before we go on to the next section, the Environment and Natural Resources section, this indicates similar language, so we'll have to have some discussion on that. And I want to just make sure, if we have division chairs present, and obviously Representative Wagenius, you can speak to this section, but as we get to other sections, if we have division chairs who are here who are not on the conference committee, we'd certainly invite them to the table to participate relative to the language. So, Mr. Watson.
Mr. Chairman, following up on that, I think it may be helpful in this section if the staff from the Environment and Natural Resources Division would come to the table, because what we have in this area is mostly items that are similar, and we may have a recommendation from the staff as to whether to take the House or the Senate or some kind of compromise. So I think it would be helpful.
That's a good idea. I don't know. We've got Mr. Knopf here and
Mr. Chairman.
Ms. Novak.
I understand the recommendations from the Senate staff for these. I've discussed it with the House research staff.
Okay. And certainly, Ms. Novak, if you can, in the absence of a particular staff person, want to speak to the area, obviously that, you know, that will be helpful on behalf of House research. Senator Frederickson.
Senator Anderson and Representative Wagenius have been working on this section, and these are all similar. I'm wondering if we'd be just more expeditious to wait until you get a recommendation from that working group.
You know, I guess I would defer to Representative Wagenius in that regard. If you think we can go ahead with this area, again, the purpose is to try to get a head start.
Well, I would say that we wouldn't get a lot of head start. The issues will be on the dollar amounts in our R9 in the impaired waters. The dollar is different in the language on R10. And 11, the language is the same, but the dollars are different. So the real resolution becomes with a dollar amount. This is fairly small language. It's not.
Well, but the language is not the same. It's
not
similar.
The same.
So
it's very close.
Senator Frederickson's question was whether or not you would want to wait till we had a more formal recommendation. Again, the purpose is not to agree on dollar amounts tonight.
I understand that.
So if you're comfortable with going ahead to try to resolve minor language differences, again, the hope was we could, you know, get through a good part of the bill tonight, in that, at least in that regard.
Perhaps maybe I could add, you know, for the benefit of the group, what the way I would put it is that we're trying to put the skeleton together here, and we're not adopting as you point out, the funding level, but the same language and similar. Now, there may be, as we're going through, in fact, there will perhaps be some substantive issues, and our intent is that they wouldn't, by definition, fit similar. And when we hit those substantive ones, or as you said earlier, Mr. Chairman, controversial, not that they're necessarily controversial, but there may be some substantive differences, and we would take those up on a later evening. So that would be our goal tonight.
Let me just give members an example, because I'm just kind of glancing through these areas that were Representative Wagenius. I guess in your case, yourself and Representative Hilty, but on the energy section, similar language, but House cancels $2.6 million to the general fund from a 2007 appropriation for hydrogen initiative grants. Senate reduces the appropriation, 2007 appropriation, by $2.8 million. So we're not suggesting we resolve, you know, let's meet in the middle, 2.7. We're not suggesting we resolve that. Representative Wagenius.
It is my understanding from staff, and I certainly would like it to be confirmed tonight, that at least in the Environment and Natural Resources, The language, the differences are really more in the style of how you lay out a bill rather than differences in substance in the language. And if that's the case, I think we need to be consistent. And so it's a different kind of thing. And if that is the case, I think I'm getting an indication from
Mr. Chair, that's Mr. Chair, Representative Pugenius is correct. The style of writing the riders in the House bill is somewhat different than the style of writing the riders in the Senate bill, and it would be suggestion of staff to choose one set of riders rather or another and just be consistent about
that. That's fine if we're going to do it that way. But again, makes the point if we can make some progress in that regard. I don't know that we're going to get hung up on stylistic differences.
I certainly hope we don't get hung up, and maybe Mr. Knopf can help us out here too.
Well, Mr. Knopf.
Mr. Chairman, yeah, I think on the riders that you're talking about, a lot of them are very similar. Probably the biggest difference is the House refers to things as fiscal year 2009, and the Senate just uses the term 2009 because you have the part at the beginning of each article that tells you what 2008 and 2009 means, so you don't need to say fiscal year. So that's in many of these, that's the only difference. Some of them have other little tweaks, but that's probably the biggest difference.
Yes.
Why don't we work? Okay, understanding that, and that's certainly not a substantive difference. Why don't we work through these areas? And Mr. Watson, if you're prepared to go ahead, we'll follow your lead in that regard, and then we can make those determinations.
Mr. Chairman, with your indulgence, this part gets to be harder because we're not dealing with whole sections. We're just dealing with a few lines of text at a time. And unfortunately, the first two items actually are compressed into one, and so the lines that are on your piece of paper don't actually match up. Right. But take a look at the bill. Take a look at the bill on page R5. On the House side, it's 159.3 to 159.5, just general introductory language that says the reductions are specified in the following subdivisions. And on the Senate side, it says about the same thing. It's lines 84.28 to 84.30, but it refers to additions as well as reductions, and it doesn't name the law from which the reductions are taken or to which the additions are made, because that was named in the introductory language a page or so earlier. I don't know if the staff has a recommendation on that or not.
Well, I think, Mr. Chairman, Mr. Watson, it seems that you'd want to include additions or reductions, because there are going to be additions in some of these later subdivisions, especially non-general funds. So,
I would be happy to move the Senate language if we're going to follow that style and be consistent, if that works for House staff.
The recommendation.
Okay, Representative Osmond.
Thank you, Mr. Chair, and Representative Guinness. Having done this a number of years, I found it's always easier just to go with the Senate language. It eliminates a lot of arguments.
What a guy.
And the craft, it's been my experience also that the Senate counsel, when they run into a situation where House language is actually be better, they'll bring that to your attention.
Okay. It's a very smart legislator.
I've always done that too, because now we've given you five Senate positions already in higher education. So
that's right. That's
now we get five later on.
But who's keeping track?
Yeah. We will.
Yeah, we will.
I think what we're saying, Mr. Chairman, is that we'll take the Senate language on a number of these items, but then probably the House numbers. Is that what?
Yeah.
Well, if we take the House numbers, we're going to be in big trouble, but relative to the deficit. But
well, I don't know. We have a balanced bill.
So we have Representative Wagenius's motion on the first section to adopt Senate language on page R5. So is there further discussion on that motion? If not, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Mr. Watson.
Mr. Chairman, that covered lines 84.28 to 84.30 on the Senate side. The next similar language is on House lines 159.10 to 159.12, the $124,000 reduction from iron ore cooperative agreements. And on the Senate side, it's 85.1 to 85.3 with a reference to the fiscal year being 2009.
Mr. Chairman.
Representative McGinnis.
Let's not make this so painful. I thought I was moving all of the environment language to be consistent with the Senate style.
Okay. Let me suggest, let me follow up on what Representative McGinnis is suggesting. Just so members know what we're doing, Mr. Watson, let me ask you to exercise a little bit of editorial discretion. If you think these are stylistic changes, why don't we, as we did with higher education, go through the article without having motion after motion, and maybe you can highlight where it's not just simply a stylistic change. But does that work for you, Mr. Watson?
Mr. Chairman, I believe it does. The next pair would be on page R6, and it'll start on line 160.1 to 7 on the House side and 85.22 to 28 on the Senate side. And I think we have the same, just difference of style. So that would cover lines 85.22 to 28 on the Senate side. The next one will be be on page R7, House lines 160.19 and 20, the reduction in the Parks and Recreation Management budget. The Senate lines 85, 30, and 31. Again, the difference is just 2009 versus fiscal year 2009. Next is lines 160.21 to 26 on the House side, just right after that. The $220,000 reduction each year.
That's an increase.
On the Senate side, it's lines 85.22 to 86.3. Then we've got House line.
McGinnis.
If I could interject there, the difference here may be greater because,
excuse me, Senator or Representative McGinnis, you'll put your microphone over.
I can't get my phone to turn off. It will turn off, maybe.
Will you pull your microphone over, please?
Okay. We, in the House, use the word each year, not so it would be continuing. We would be looking forward to deal with tails problems that I think we all want us to deal with. So I would say that that's also there is a difference of a little more substance.
Should we set that?
Oh, it is also in the Senate? I'm sorry.
Mr. Chair,
Mr. Marks.
Representative McGinnis, the definition of base is essentially what the appropriation is in 2009. So if it's done in 2009 and there's no language otherwise, it affects future years.
Okay. Again, we're then in style.
Okay. Mr. Watson.
Mr. Chairman, then we're on the next page of the sheet. It's page R9, turning a couple of pages in the book. The House lines 162.20 and 21, the reduction in the appropriation for impaired waters, and it's the same. It's a different dollar amount, but it's the same stylistic difference, fiscal year versus 2000. Oh, well, we've got a different fiscal year, too, don't we?
Yeah. Whoops. Mr. Chairman, Mr. Watson, all the impaired waters appropriations were in 2008, so it should probably be 2008. We were allowed to carry forward, but it was in 2008.
Okay. So that would be the House.
Mm-hmm. The next will be lines 162.24 to 28 on the House side and 162.23 to 28 on the Senate side. Stylistic difference once again. Next, we've got House lines 163.12 to 14. It's going to be on page R10. Another stylistic difference. That's Senate lines 87.15 to 87.17. And we've got House lines 163.15 to 17. Appropriation for the drainage assistance program. Different dollar amount, but otherwise just a style difference. That's Senate lines 87.18 to 20. Then on page R11, House lines 376.12 and 13 for the Minnesota Future Resources Fund transfer is comparable to Senate lines 88.1 to 88.5.
Mr. Chairman.
Mr. Knopf.
Mr. Watson, on this one, we have an estimate of $101,000. It's actually $103,000. The House didn't include an estimate of the amount of money. So if you take the Senate language, you should probably update that to $103,000 from the February forecast.
Well, or is it better to take the
House dollars? Senate language take the House dollars is what they're saying.
And you can do it.
We can do it now.
Okay. Well, it's
Senate language with House
dollars. Mr. Chairman, it is helpful to have an estimate of how much the transfer is going to be.
When we get to that point, Mr. Chairman, if when Representative Wagenius makes her motion, if we took the Senate language and the House dollars on that one, then we – or do you want to do that as a separate motion?
Well, we
from
could –
the others or just include that in the motion?
Yeah, we could do that as one motion. Yeah, Mr. Watson?
Then the final item in environment is on page R44. That's quite a ways – down in the book. Here we do have two whole sections. It's section 7 on the House side and 15 on the Senate side. And those are identical. It runs over to page R40. Let's see. R47.
Does anybody wish to make a motion relative to the environment article?
Chairman, I'll move.
Senator Fredrickson?
Because the report.
All right, so you're moving
Senate language.
Senate language?
Senate language, that was discussed with that $1 amount change.
We eliminated the I think, Mr.
Chairman, Representative Carlson?
If I understood the R9,
which way you go on
wasn't there a reference that the House language in that case was going to be a little better?
Yes.
When I was taking my notes.
Okay.
Maybe
so
Mr. Watson could go back to that before we finalize the motion. R9. Wasn't there a reference that R9?
Mr. Chairman, I think the question there was whether the reduction should be in fiscal year 08 or fiscal year 09.
And I thought that Senate staff indicated that the House, no, did I misunderstand?
Mr. Chairman, should be in the appropriation, Mr. Knopf said, was in 08. It carries forward into 09, but the appropriation that we're reducing was made in 08 initially,
Okay.
So it should be the Senate language.
That would be Senate then as well. With it, and the only exception is that 103.
Okay. So, Senator Fredrickson, do you want to restate your motion?
Chairman, I would move to accept the sections as laid out by Mr. Watson, including the change in that one section to include $103,000 as the amount in the future resource fund.
Deficit language.
All right. We have Senator Fredrickson's motion in front of us. Further discussion on that motion? If not, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed? Motion carries. Mr. Watson.
Mr. Chairman, moving forward just a few pages, it's still in the same tab, but it's moving to page 55, so we get into the energy portion. And this on the House side, it's lines 193.28 to 194.1. It's that is that second paragraph.
Mr. Chairman.
Mr. Knopf.
A number of these in the energy area you may want to hold off on because there's further discussion going on. The Senate actually is carrying this in another bill. It was in Senator Vickerman's biodiesel bill, and now it's passed the Senate, and after these side-by-sides were put together. The thought, anyways, by Mr. Mueller and myself is that some of these you probably should, these first three, actually all four of them on this page, should probably not do because they're either in another Senate file. And then, in fact, the last one, there's a House assessment that goes along with it. Even though this language is close, it kind of depends whether or not the House has $200,000, the Senate has whatever it takes. And the House has another $200,000 that's through an assessment that's not on this list. So it'd be difficult to determine which ones to adopt. And I know there's a further discussion among the chairs on these items.
Okay.
Even though they're on a similar list.
All right, well, that's helpful to know. Representative Carlson.
When you say in another Senate bill, I know we've got some energy bills going through on the House side. Are these provisions in a House bill as well? Anybody know?
Mr. Chairman, the first two are in Senator Vickerman's omnibus ag bill because they had to do with biodiesel and biofuels. And so the first two, that Senate File 3683, that's Senator Vickerman's bill. 2818 is Senator Anderson's global warming bill, and that just passed today on the Senate floor, a climate change bill. And so that's where the money for that is. So the question is it seems to be that there's to be more discussion among the chairs and where that's to be worked out and how it's to be worked out.
And then that's true of our, Mr. Chairman, R55 as well. In that climate change bill, or is that in a?
The very last one, there's an issue over an assessment because the Senate provides the full $400,000 out of this appropriation. I mean, you could adopt the language, but there is an assessment that goes along with the House side that you don't see on this list. It actually just follows that provision. If you look on R55, you see on the bottom, you see the House has up to $200,000. And then on the next page, on R56, you'll see the Senate's provision on that. It just allows whatever the cost is to come out of that same funding source. But then on the House side, on 194.22 to 194.28, you see an assessment for the $200,000. And this is something that the working group members haven't fully discussed.
Well, I think pursuant to where we started a few minutes ago, obviously the conference committee can take whatever action they want, that we want. But I think it's helpful to have input from the staff that are present if there seems to be discussions ongoing about certain some of the language in the bill. So anybody object to skipping over those sections? President Carlson?
Well, I think we can hold, but what I was trying to solicit, Mr. Chairman, was what the and maybe we'll just hold it and we'll have to find out. I want to make sure then that there's House vehicles that are moving as well.
Mr. Conniff, I'm sorry.
And then I guess this, if there are, this would maybe eventually go into the category of being moved over to those other bills, or is Senate staff saying that once they've worked out their differences with the working group that we would incorporate them here? I think just so we have an understanding of what direction we're going.
Mr. Chairman, Representative Carlson, I think the latter is the case. I think that the thought is that they'll probably move it into this bill later rather than the other one. But they want to work out. There's still some things that need to be worked out between the two.
And Mr. Chairman, it's not as important that there be a House vehicle necessarily moving. And there may well be. We've been putting out a lot of bills related
Mr.
to
Mr. Chairman, in both instances, there are House vehicles. There's a House climate change bill and there's a House omnibus ag bill. So they could be put in those bills.
But, Mr. Chairman, it would be much easier from what we were operating in if the working group gives us their language and then we just put it in here, I think, is what. So that's fine if we hold it.
And certainly in these areas, they reference appropriations. So whatever is decided within the working group, it would certainly appear that these areas ought to be in this bill, but if we're uncertain of language. So if members have no objection, let's hold off on those areas. Mr. Watson, the next areas.
Mr. Chairman, next on page R56, in the middle of the page, you'll see a cancellation on the House side and a reduction on the Senate side. They're both going after the same appropriation that was made last year, and the Senate side followed its usual technique of doing a reduction to appropriations made last year. And we used cancellations if the appropriation was from a previous biennium. The House has done a cancellation. The dollar amounts are a little bit different, but they're both aimed at the same appropriation that was made last year.
Okay. Do you want to go on with other areas in this article?
Then next, Mr. Chairman, on R57, section 4, it's lines 196.4 to 8 on the House side, right down there at the bottom of the page for the Public Utilities Commission. There's just a slight difference in the name of the telephone assistance account, or is it the telephone assistance plan account in the Special Revenue Fund?
Mr. Chairman, Mr. Watson, it's my understanding that I think the House, I mean, they've got the statutory reference. I looked that up, and it does talk about the Telephone Assistance Fund, so I think the House has the language right, I mean, as far as where it comes, where it comes from. I'm not sure why the Senate language is different on that.
And Mr. Watson, the other areas?
Mr. Chairman, then moving on to page R65. On the House side, it's section 14, the report about the green economy, and they're quite similar, but the Senate on line 109.4 and 5 exempts the IRRRB from the grant and loan programs that need to have a plan to optimize the growth of the green economy.
So clearly that's an area that's not stylistic.
Yeah, no. Mr. Chairman, they're also talking about some further discussion on this. They're with the administration because there is some concern about how broad this is written, even on the Senate side, even after you exclude the IRRRB, that the broad nature of the report. And there's been some further discussion that has not been finalized yet on this provision.
All right. Well, maybe we probably should put that section aside. And the next section.
Mr. Chairman, the next one is the Green Economy Transformation Task Force, section 15 on the House side and 9 on the Senate side. And there are a number of differences, and they're highlighted in the spreadsheet here, that the Senate requires the task force to be appointed no later than June 30th of this year. And there are a variety of other differences.
Mr. Chairman, there are some appointment differences, even though it's shown here on the similar list. I think this one also requires some further discussion. It hasn't been finalized. They've been discussing how to do the appointments and some of the other various aspects of this, but I don't think this one's quite ready to go.
Okay. So if we hold off on that area, do we wish to take action on the first two sections on page 3? It was recommended the Senate language on R56, the House language in R57. Does anybody?
I'll move those two.
Okay. Senator Higgins moves on Subdivision 5, Senate language, Section 4, House language. Further discussion on that motion? If not, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Mr. Watson, the Agriculture.
Mr. Chairman, now we're moving into a new tab, and the first place we're going to have some language is on page R2, lines 205.13 to 18, the grants to livestock producers via the livestock grant program.
And Mr. Knopf.
Mr. Chairman, I don't know how you want to handle this. The working group met and finalized agreement yesterday. I have a document with that has all of the agreements for the Ag, Veterans, and Military Affairs, and I wasn't sure if you wanted to go through what they've agreed to that's on this list, or or if you want, or if you want to do anything with it.
Well, I think it'd be helpful if they've reached an agreement, again, separate from dollars, to incorporate language if appropriate.
Mm-hmm. I can tell you where, what some of those agreements are then, if you want to
okay.
go through that.
Well, if you'd like to do that as we go through this section by section, with the ag section, go ahead.
Mr. Chairman, relative to what we have here then, would some of those agreements be substantive, or would they fall into the category of what we're talking about, similar?
Well, Mr. Chairman.
Or are you talking about maybe adopting all of what they've put together with the exception of the numbers?
Mr. Chairman, Representative Carlson, a couple of things. They did both substantive and same and similar. I think what Senator Cohen is suggesting is to still just go through the same and similar and adopt those things that the or that task force or working group already put together.
And that's fine, and I just wanted to clarify that. Yeah.
Yeah, let's make it clear, because I think those of you who chair a division are very conversant with what you've done. We don't have other chairmen here, and what we're talking about doing this evening is same or similar. So even if a working group has come up with language that, from their perspective, is the same, but it still falls into the category of some substantive language, we should hold off on that.
It may be the same now, Mr. Chairman, but it may not have been coming in same, as I think what you're saying.
Yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. So where do we leave off?
Mr. Chairman, you're on the first one on R2.
Yeah. So is that something...
The big difference, there are some stylistic differences. What they chose to do was basically the Senate language, except to also say that it's available until spent. So to add on 111.30 before the period end is available until spent. But otherwise, it's the Senate language.
Mr. Chairman, this one is a new appropriation. So how do you want to handle the new one?
You probably should hold off.
I think the first one we hold because it's new. Yeah.
Representative Carlson.
Mr. Chairman, I think we want to hold off on that first one because that is a new appropriation for future discussion.
And Mr. Chairman, that's fine. In fact, I was just thinking about that. We talked about the available until spent, but I have to look back at the agreement now to make sure. And I think that we said available until spent. So, yeah, I was right. That was... But if you want to hold off on it, it's just the rider for that. It wouldn't include the money on the language part of it here.
Well, Mr. Knopf, do you feel this is a similar stylistic kind of difference?
on this first one?
Yeah.
Well, the stylistic, it was different in style because the House did it a little bit differently. In fact, they didn't have the language for it in there, so they had to say if enacted, but the working group is recommending putting the language for the program along with the appropriation in the bill.
So the question, Mr. Chairman, being that it's a new program, do you want to put...
Well...
We can put the language in and talk about the dollar amount later, what staff's suggesting, but it would be a new program is the point.
And doesn't the language also impact on when the money is spent?
Mr. Chairman, no. The language, in fact, you're going to see in the third item here, you're going to see the statutory language for the program. It's actually in a separate House bill. And what they did is they took the House language and modified it a little bit. And that's a part on pages R5 to 7 on the third one down. So I guess, again, the question is, it basically is the House language, but the working group made some modifications to the language, to the House language. And that's the statutory language for it.
Just hold off on it.
And then, Mr. Chairman, again, with the ag area, you have two of the bovine TB provisions. The working group doesn't include anything on the bovine TB since that passed the Senate today, the House file. And if the House concurs, well, it hasn't passed the Senate, it's passed in general orders. If the House concurs on that, that will be done.
Okay, here's what I'm wondering. The House language talks about the appropriations available until spent, but the Senate language would have the appropriation canceled at the end of the biennium.
And, Mr. Chairman, the money will be all spent at the end of the biennium. The working group decided there really wasn't much difference because the fiscal note out was for $10 million.
Well, that would argue for the Senate language then.
Mr. Chairman, on the House side, we carry, and originally, now we're, so we're talking about the same thing, we carried the money, and you carried language and money in the Senate?
Yes.
So are you suggesting we adopt the language? When I was talking to Mr. Marks a moment ago, he suggested that whatever we do, we carry it in one place. So probably best be carried here, being that there's dollars attached. That was the principle we were operating under when we were putting the recommendations about what would be moved out and what would be retained. So if we take the language, just so we understand, then it is a new program, and then we can we'd have to talk about the number later, or
well, I would certainly agree that we have to talk about the number later. But it appears, as I look at the language, that there is a difference. Mr. Knopf is suggesting that the discussion among the working group was that whether it's House or Senate language, this amount is going to be spent by the end of the biennium. And that being the case, I would suggest the Senate language to, you know, make sure that's clarified.
Is that, Mr. Chairman, is that different than what the working group worked out?
Yes.
Mr. Chairman, Representative Carlson, it would be slightly different because they did say end is available until spent. But that's, like I said, I don't know if it's a big difference between those two since it'll all be spent in the biennium.
Well, does anybody wish to make a motion on that section? Representative Murphy.
Mr. Chair, do we have a reason why we wouldn't accept the working group language? I mean, they've sat, they've talked about it, they came to an agreement, and we have no reason. Do we have a reason not to accept their recommendation?
Arguably not, but I want to make sure we understand that there is some difference between this language in terms of what an interpretation might be depending on the availability of money. Representative Osmond.
I'm similar to Representative Murphy, Mr. Chair, in that when you're dealing with agriculture, I think we might want to wait for the working group to see if they can work out these things among themselves. And then if we have a disagreement with that, then we know exactly what we're discussing. Otherwise, we may cause problems without waiting.
Mr. Carlson. One of the reasons that we don't have the working group language here that I'm aware of.
Right there.
No, he's got it. Mr. Chairman, I have a copy.
You have a copy, but we don't. Okay, no. See, that's one of the dilemmas, Rep. Sam Murphy, is that we've got the language that's in the side-by-side. Apparently, he now.
Yeah.
I got it here? Okay. I guess I do have it here. Do all of us have it? Okay. That's why I was, when I said a new program.
Yeah.
But apparently we do have. Let's hold it temporarily, then we can see what the language is maybe, and then.
Okay. Let's go on. We can come back to that in a minute. Let's go on to the next section.
Mr. Chairman, if you want me to continue on. On R4, you have the Senate language dealing with the bovine TB control, and then you have the House language, which is actually in 4075. And, again, that the House files passed the House. The Senate recommended passage on general orders today, and we'll be taking it up on the calendar. I'm not sure if they're suspending the rules tomorrow or not to take that up on the calendar. And that'll be on its way to the governor as soon as it's – as long as the House – there were a couple of amendments on the Senate floor today, but I think the House is – as I understand, the House is okay with them. So the working group did not include anything on bovine TB. They decided to let that work out between the authors of that – of the separate bill. And so the separate bill is, again, very close to final passage, I think.
And, Mr. Chair?
Senator Higgins.
And Mr. Knopf, sure. The appropriation for bovine TB is in the other bill as well?
Mr. Chairman, yes, it is.
So, Mr. Chair, I'll move that we take out those two provisions that deal with bovine TB on page 3.
Mr. Chairman, the only thing I was going to say is that the other bill had to move faster because I think there was like a May 1st deadline or something that it passed, so we probably don't want to get that one tangled up here with that deadline.
Okay.
Mr. Watson.
Mr. Chairman, we don't need to move to take anything out. It's not in unless it's moved in, so we could just decide to skip over those items, just leave them behind.
After I said that, Senator Fredrickson reminded me of that. Sorry.
Okay, Mr. Knopf.
And then the next one, the third one down, that's the language for the Livestock Investment Grant Program. Again, it's the House language because they had some additional language dealing with pastures, but there were some modifications by the working group. So in the recommendations that are coming back from the working group, you'll see the House and Senate weren't that much different, but you'll see that the pasture language from the House side is in there, and then some other minor, horses were added, much minor details like that.
Well, is that like,
Mr.
Reverend Rocavina?
You know, maybe we should skip up over the whole agricultural section and Veterans Affairs because they did this working group thing. They've got language changes from what I understand and talking to my roommate, Representative Junkie, and, I don't think we can act on any of this tonight anyway, or maybe there's a few, but.
Well, if we choose to act, we can, but.
Right.
If we want to hold off.
Mr. Chairman, that was the dilemma I was pointing out, was that we didn't actually at least have distributed the language. We now found out we do have the language, but we could. We don't have the specific language.
I have. Mr. Chairman,
that adds to the dilemma, Mr. Chairman, Representative Rukavina. That's why on the very first one I was concerned because I didn't really know what that language was. But,
Mr. Chairman, this is kind of hot off the press. It was from today. I didn't know that people, because this is the entire agreement. It's not just the same as similar, so I wasn't sure that conference committee members wanted this yet. It's from the revisor's office from today.
Back to it tonight or at our next meeting.
Yeah.
Okay. I think
Representative Carlson.
Mr. Chairman, what we can do is maybe get that language copied and distributed and then either revert back, depending on how late we go tonight, to it or take it up at our next meeting. And I think that probably satisfies what I was concerned about and Representative Rukavina's suggestion that at least we know what's there.
And Mr. Knopf, that's true of all four sections we have listed on this article.
And, Mr. Chairman, it continues with the veterans and the military affairs on the next two pages.
Okay. You mean where there's all the sections where it says similar language and a couple say the same?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Do you want to prepare that for distribution to the conference committee?
Sure.
And then we can come back to that later tonight.
Sounds good.
Okay, so just so we understand, this would be the agriculture articles, Veterans Affairs and Military Affairs. Is that correct?
Yep.
Okay. And you have language on for all sections?
Yep.
All right. Why don't you have that prepared? And if it looks like – so we've got it in front of us. And if it looks like we can compare that to what we have in the side-by-sides and possibly still take action on that. Representative Osmond.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Mr. Knopf, has the working group signed off on that? Have they seen the hot-off-the-press material and they've signed off on it?
Mr. Chairman, Representative Osmond, staff have seen it. I don't know if members were going to be signing off on it. I mean, this was part of an agreement late yesterday, and I've not talked with Senator Vickerman today to know if they were going to take a further look at it. But as far as I know, this is exactly what they agreed on.
Mr.
Representative Carlson.
I did have conversations with Representative Junkie, and he said that they had reached agreement, and I think you're saying the same. The only question is whether we see the language here distributed or adopt it without having it distributed. And I think I'm more comfortable if it's distributed, everybody sees it, and then if the understanding is everybody's signed off on it, then we could perhaps move forward. But
it's
kind of like an amendment on the House and Senate floor. We should see it before we act on it, is my point.
Sarah Higgins.
Mr. Chair, at some point, I mean, I guess I'm confused about process. At some point, are we not going to take the entire recommendation from the Ag and Vets working group and deal with not only the substantive issues as well as the same and similars? If we're going to be dealing with that, kind of as a working group document, it might actually be easier just to work through the whole document, whether it's same and similars or substantially different, all at the same time, rather than take a few pieces tonight and a few pieces another day and a few pieces sometime else.
Mr. Chairman, I think I would be comfortable with that if we have the language before us so that we should know what we're adopting. We shouldn't do it without the language being distributed. But I would be open to looking at all of it and getting it done. But we should have it distributed is my point.
The one issue, just to let you know, they do have numbers in the document, though, too. So the issue would be is you'd be just adopting the language, I think, and not the numbers.
That's correct.
Yeah.
Well, certainly if we can at the very least have the language in front of us, we can then make a determination, because it's my understanding from Senator Vickerman that there was an agreement reached on the language and recommended dollars.
Right.
And so if it appears that the language can be inserted in the bill without at this point making a decision on dollars, we can do so. Obviously, if a decision is made, let's take state navigator position. If a decision is made that we're simply not going to go ahead with that, then we can remove that language. So, Representative Osmond.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. Is the working group, or are the working groups going to be coming to present their materials, or we're just going to take it, even if they have new programs, without any explanation?
Well, I can't answer that because I haven't seen the language. If they've come up with new programs, we probably will need them to explain that to us. And again, there's not going to be one. It's not one size fits all. We're going to have to use some discretion and intelligence as we go through this. Representative Murphy?
Mr. Chair, I think that the working groups serve a very valuable service to us and have gone through, and if they have gone through and met and come to a conclusion, then we should wait until they present their conclusion to us and make the motions at that time. I would feel more comfortable doing that. Otherwise, why should they even meet?
Well, the question was whether or not we had same or similar language we could adopt. If members would prefer to wait till other chairmen are available, we can do that, tomorrow or Friday. I don't know that we're going to meet over the weekend. We could do it over the weekend sometime. But we could, we can certainly do that.
All right, fine. Let's do it tonight.
Well, we don't even have the language at this point, so. But in the meantime, Mr. Knopf, let's have the language, and then we can try to make some judgment as to how to handle it.
All the working groups haven't met, though. Some met to get it out of the way, and so if they've met and they've got their papers and we should make the effort to listen to them, I would think.
Well, Representative Murphy, we're trying to get some sense of what they're up to. We do have represented at the table most of the divisions. And so this is an area where we don't have either chairman from this these two divisions, House and Senate divisions. So maybe this is an area that possibly we can wait till they're available. But what we do have, as we had with Representative Wagenius, one of the chairmen. But in the meantime, be that as it may, we don't even have the language. So first, Mr. Knopf, let's prepare the language. Let's go on to economic development.
Mr. Chairman, moving to the next tab then, Economic Development. It's several page in, starting on page R9, and it's at the bottom of the page, section 8 on the House side, section 12 on the Senate side. And we may want to get the economic development staff up to the table here to explain things, but as I understand it, that the two sections which move over onto the next page also are essentially the same, except they differ in the middle of page R10. On the House side, you've got subdivision 3 authorizing a transfer, mandating a transfer from Veteran Affairs to Deed to pay for the loan program. On the Senate side, it's assuming that there will be an appropriation of money from the general fund for the purposes of this program. The money will be put into a revolving loan account, and the loans will be made from there. The document we got from the staff suggests using the revolving loan fund mechanism.
Mr. Chair, I'll just move the Senate language on the first two items.
Okay. We have Representative Rukavina's motion. Is there further discussion? If not, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed? Motion carries. Mr. Watson.
Mr. Chairman, the next item is on page R13. Starts with House Section 9.
I just moved both of those.
Both of those.
I understood.
So on the Senate side, that would be Section 17 on page R13 and the top of page R14. Then the next one will be on page R23. There's several sections in between that were reassigned to another conference committee.
Mr. Chairman, I'll move the House language on that one.
Mr. Chair.
Representative Rukavina.
Mr. Chair, Representative Tomasoni, I think this is the on R23 there, the 105.28 to 105.34, and also the 106.1 to 106.12 is the language we discussed with the commissioner of IRRB today that we said we wouldn't take up right away while we discuss it further with him.
Said we wouldn't take it up?
Yeah. You recall that?
I withdraw my motion, Mr. Chairman.
Well, thanks for trying to be helpful anyways. All right, so Mr. Watson, if you want to skip those two sections.
Well, 23. Mr. Chairman, are we skipping also section 23? Where 23 on the House side and 21 on the Senate side are the same.
That was my understanding, that we're skipping both sections, Representative Rukavina?
Okay. Yes.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So then at the very bottom of the page, we start with sections 24 and 25 on the House side, 22 and 23 on the Senate side, the Taconite Environment and Economic Development Fund. And those two sections are the same in both the House and the Senate, but I believe that there is an agreement not to do either one.
Mr. Chair, you may recall this is what you talked to Senator Bach about.
Yes.
I would just move then that on lines 106.13 to 106.31, which are the same and was not in that discussion we had with between Senator Bach and Senator Tomasoni and myself. So that language is the same in lines 106.13 to 106.31. So I would move, it doesn't make any difference, they're both the same, I would move the Senate language.
Mr. Chair?
Okay, but Representative Rukavina, let me, because I wanted to clarify, this was the language that was going to stay in the bill?
Yes.
Is that correct?
Mm-hmm.
And this is not the language that we've already agreed on the removal
right,
of the language.
Right. The language from 107.1, which would be 140.16 on your side, is the language we agreed to move out of this bill.
Right. I'm sorry, Senator Higgins?
Do we need the effective date, Mr. Chair? Which would be then?
3-2.
3-2 as well.
Yes, excuse me.
There you go.
Okay, so Representative Rukavina, you're moving that we...
106.13 to 106.32, Mr. Chair, I'd move. It doesn't make any difference if you want. I'll move the Senate language to give you another
That doesn't count. All right, we have
Representative Rukavina keeps careful books, though.
Mr. Chairman, let me move the House language on that.
Okay? All right, all those in favor of Senator Thomas Ohne's motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed?
We should say no.
Motion carries. Mr. Watson.
These two are both holding.
Mr. Chairman, then Section 25 on the House side, Section 23 on the Senate side, I believe that is not to be included. Representative Rukavina?
Yes.
And then the next one is moving over to page R26. Sections 28 and 29 on the House side, 24, 25 on the Senate side. And I think those are the same.
Yes.
Chairman, I'll move the House language on that one.
Okay.
Sir, my senator is learning over there. So
Senator Thomasoni moves adoption of the House language. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries. Mr. Watson.
Next, we're skipping several pages to R55. Section 52 on the House side and 37 on the Senate side. They're the same, except that the House does not have an effective date.
Mr. Chair, I would move the Senate language then with the effective date.
Okay, further discussion on the motion. If not, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries.
Mr. Chairman, next we move to page R59. I'm not sure that that's quite right. We're looking for section 53.
R56.
It's 13 to 13.
Yeah, it looks like it starts on page 56. 53 on the House side and 40 on the Senate side, the Minnesota Technology Inc. carry forward. It may be that the operative language is on 59, but it starts on 56, and those two are the same.
Mr. Chair?
Sarah Higgins.
On the top of R58, there seems to be new language for the global market in South Minneapolis in that section that the House, that the Senate doesn't have.
Mr. Chair?
It somewhere else.
Ms. Novak?
There are differences in this section, section 53 of the House and the section. The parts that are identical are found on lines 135.30 of the House to 135.32, and that compares to lines 165.13 of the Senate to 165.15.
Thank you.
They're on R59. They're the only parts that are identical.
Mr. Chair, I'd move the identical language then on the House side, I guess, then lines 135.30 to 135.32. Because the other language, as Senator Higgins pointed out, is an appropriation. These are also, you know, money that was appropriated last year but carries. But does not cancel with this language.
So, Representative Rukavina, you're moving all language that's the same?
I'll move the
and
House.
Excluding?
Right. I'm not going to move the language on page R58 at the top because I'm sure that that's a negotiated item.
So
but the language for Minnesota Technology Incorporated, that's the exact same language on 165.13 through 165.15 and 135 across from it through 135.32. Either one, Mr. Chair, if you want me to move the House language on 135.30 to 135.32, I'll do that. I'll move that.
Okay. We have Representative Rukavina's motion. Does everybody understand it?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed? Motion carries. Mr. Watson.
Mr. Chairman, then moving forward to page 72, we've got the hardship payments. Section 56 on the House side, 42 on the Senate side, and the spreadsheet says that they are the same.
Chairman, I'll move the Senate language.
We have Senator Tomasoni's motion. Is there any further discussion? If not, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed? Motion carries.
Mr. Chairman, next we're moving to page 81, section 7 on the House side. So it starts at the very bottom of the page there, section 7 on the House side and 19 on the Senate side. There's a difference in the effective date.
Yeah. Chair, I'll move the Senate language.
Yeah, we have Representative Rukavina's motion in front of us. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed? Motion carries.
Next, Mr. Chairman, on page R83, that's just at the bottom of the page, the housing section, section 1 on the House side and 33 on the Senate side, the debt ceiling for the Housing Finance Agency, and those are identical.
Mr. Chairman, I'll move the House language.
Okay, we have Senator Tomasoni's motion in front of us. Is there further discussion? If not, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed? Motion carries.
Mr. Chairman, then we move into the transportation tab. And the first item is going to be on page R1. And again, these are not going to be quite as easy to follow because we're talking about just lines, not whole sections. We're starting with lines 219.7. to 219.27. It actually moves over to the top of the next page. It's just the summary. And the recommendation from the staff is to use the Senate language.
I'll move the Senate language.
Okay. We have Representative Carlson's motion in front of us. Is there further discussion? If not, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries.
Mr. Chairman, next on page R2, lines 219.28 to 220.3 on the House side. There's nothing on the Senate side except 174.20, and the staff recommends waiting on that.
Okay, let's hold off on that.
Yeah, that's a hold. That notation there.
Next on page R3, the House lines 220.16 to 28.
And Mr. Chairman, I'll move the Senate on that one.
There's a dollar difference, and I don't know. This is federal money, so I don't know why we have a dollar difference.
Now, the Senate is 6.8. It's federal bridge money, and we're
holding off on the money.
So you want to hold on even off on even the federal? It's $1,000 difference in this federal money. You're slightly higher, but
right. Yeah, Mr. Chairman, the dollar amount is up on line 174.21 on the Senate side, 219.29 on the House side. This is just the language on the bottom of page R3. That's just saying what the money is for.
Chairman, I moved the Senate position because it's federal money, but you indicated if you have reservations, we can hold. Otherwise, it's...
No, I was just looking at it. Okay. I think we can... All right. So Representative Carlson moves adoption of the Senate language. Is there further discussion? If not, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed? Motion carries.
Mr. Chairman, then moving a couple of pages to R5, On the House side, it's lines 221.14 to 21, that first paragraph under public safety support on the House side, and administrative and related services on the Senate side, lines 175.14 to 175.21. And the staff says, let's wait a minute.
All right. So
depends on other conference committee agreements.
No, we'll hold on that one then, Mr. Chairman.
Okay.
And then the final item under transportation is on page R7. It's on lines 222.14 to 22 on the House side. Appropriation study. Senate side is lines 175.22 to 25. And it's a difference in style where the House amends the appropriation from earlier this year to show that it is decreased, and the Senate does a reduction to that appropriation in the same manner as is done with the other appropriations.
We probably should hold on this. That's
what did you say, Mr. Chairman?
We probably should hold on this
okay.
section.
That's what I was about to say.
Okay, let's next go to public safety. I'm sorry, Mr. Watson.
Moving to public safety, the first difference is on page R1. That's not actually a difference. The first couple of items are the summary of appropriations, section 1. Those are identical, the language. And section 2,
careful,
the appropriation format.
That maybe we shouldn't do anything.
Are identical.
Is that right,
and the
section?
Supreme Court's identical.
Excuse me for a second.
Yeah.
And we have some other.
Apparently, there are differences here, and Representative Paymar wanted to have an opportunity to be here, but he's over in Texas.
Okay. I represent the same as he does. Is that sufficient?
I'll stumble on that because he's in the other body. Yeah. Maybe I should just mention that.
Yeah.
Mr. Chairman, Representative Paymar wanted to be here for this section, and he's in Texas across the street, so... We'll hold on this section, if that's all right, Mr. Chairman.
Okay, so that would be, and I've talked to Senator Foley relative to the judiciary sections, and Senator Higgins is here on the public safety, but Senator Higgins, is that
one of the few?
Is that okay?
If Representative Paymar wants to be here, I think that's fine. We have basically, you know, two differences in the groups of items that are here. So.
I don't get it.
Moving then to state government tab.
Apparently what they're saying is, are there certain sections that he wanted to be here for? Is that what's being said? I'm getting messages from other people here. And go through the whole thing. Apparently we're getting a new message that we can go through the whole thing, that Representative Paymar doesn't necessarily need to be here then. Is that what we're hearing? Okay. That's fine. We'll go through it then.
Okay. Mr. Watson, let's...
That's what happens when you get side conversations. So we now, I think, are on the same page that we proceed. If you still want to, Mr. Chairman.
Yes.
Being that you represent, you said, the same district.
Yeah. And we have the chairman and somebody from the same district. So I think that works.
And that's supposed to give us high comfort.
I would hope so.
Let's proceed.
And I'm a former House member.
Well, guys, you've got all these credentials that are just going to get us on a roll here. But I think Representative Murphy follows these issues fairly closely as well. So we have good support on our side as well.
All right. Well, Mr. Watson, let's try again with public safety.
Mr. Chairman, back on public safety, page R1, the first section at the top of the page, are those two in format. The numbers, of course, are different, but the format of the two is the same.
Move the Senate.
Move one of the other.
Okay. Oh. Representative Murphy moves adoption of the Senate language. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed?
Okay.
Motion carries. Mr. Watson.
Then moving to the top of page R2, section 2, other than the heading, the two sections are the same.
Mr. Chair, I'll move the House language.
Senator Higgins moves adoption of the House language. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed. Motion carries.
Then, Mr. Chairman, in Section 3 for the Supreme Court, again, the format of those two is the same.
I'll move the House language.
Format.
Okay, Senator Higgins moves adoption of the House language. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed. Motion carries.
Mr. Chairman, next, in that same... let's see, we were talking about civil legal.
What are we going to argue about the money?
There is a difference in the rider on civil legal services there, lines 21 and 22 on the House side and 17 and 19 on the Senate side. The Senate has a one-time appropriation versus not.
Yeah, I'm going to suggest we hold off on this because there clearly was an intentional difference between the House and the Senate.
Yes.
Okay. Then in the Court of Appeals, Mr. Chairman, Section 4. The format is the same.
Mr. Chair, I move the House format. That makes sense.
Okay, we have the Higgins motion in front of us. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed. Motion carries.
Mr. Chairman, the next section for the district courts, they are different.
Mr. Chair.
Maybe.
Mr. Chair, the Senate gives the courts complete discretion over their budget reductions.
Yeah, this clearly
that's
is.
That's a substantial difference.
Yeah.
I think that's wise. I would move unless you want to talk about that at a different time. It would be one that Representative Paymar might be interested in. Being
so we'll put
around.
That one.
We'll hold on that. Mr. Watson.
Mr. Chairman, next on the Board of Public Defense, the caption is the same. Format is the same.
I like. Which one do you like?
I'll move the Senate one this time.
Okay, we have Senator Higgins' motion. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed. Motion carries.
Mr. Chairman, in public safety, you can see the first two lines are the same. But we have a new paragraph on the Senate side. 177.9 to 11, explaining that the reductions are shown in the following subdivisions.
Mr. Chair, I'll move the Senate language.
They're not all reductions, so.
So you think we should hold off?
Yeah.
We
should say reductions.
What's the difference?
We should say what?
Mr. Chair,
Mr. Marks.
The point here that not all of the public safety appropriations are reductions. There's an increase for emergency management that's the same in both bills that you may either not want at that sentence or you may want to say appropriation reductions and increases.
Or, Mr. Chairman, just on page 177, line 9, after appropriation, insert additions and reductions. Or reductions, additions and reductions, or reductions.
Representative Carlson.
I think, Senator Higgins made the motion if she incorporates that.
That's fine.
Senator Higgins?
Yes.
All right. Then we have that change. We have Senator Higgins' motion. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed. Motion carries. Mr. Watson.
Mr. Chairman, on emergency management lines, 223.29 to 224.16 on the House side are almost identical. It says that there is one minor difference. Maybe if Mr. Turner can point that out.
Mr. Chairman,
sure.
And Mr. Watson, those were the technical difference were the three lines that you just discussed.
Okay.
I think this one will be okay. But should we take the Senate?
So if we were to continue, Mr. Chairman, on the Senate identical language. It would be lines 177.12 through 27, I believe.
So, Mr. Chairman, when we talk about the if we take the Senate position, it's just the technical change plus the same. So I'll move the Senate position.
Okay. We have Representative Carlson's motion in front of us. Is there further discussion? If not, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed? Motion carries. Mr. Watson.
Then, Mr. Chairman, I think we move to the next page. I guess there was one line on that page, 224.17 to 224.22.
The motion clearly was just. Mr. Watson,
a little different approach here.
Before we go to that, I want to go back to the section under public safety. I think the intent of the committee was not to adopt on 177.9 was not to adopt any of the appropriations that go with that, but simply to adopt the language, and then we'll fill in the appropriations.
Right.
Yes.
Mr. Chairman, that was my understanding as we were going through what we were doing all along, with that one exception that we did earlier with Senator Fredrickson's motion where we adopted the 103. Oh, and then the other exception was when we adopted the federal dollars at that one point. But otherwise, my understanding was we were leaving the appropriations.
Yeah.
Glad Dick caught up to us on that point.
And also to clarify, Mr. Chairman, that stopped with line 177.27. It did not include 177.28 to 30, because that's a difference.
We're okay with it. Yeah.
All right.
With that understanding. Yeah.
Okay. Okay, Mr. Watson.
Mr. Chairman, I'd like to have the staff confirm that the next little bit in criminal apprehension here, starting on the bottom of R3 and going to the first paragraph on the top of R4, that's a significant difference, and we should just leave that alone for now.
Okay.
And moving to the next one, it would be lines 224.23 to 33. On the House side, that next paragraph, comparable to Senate language 178.9 to 12. You see, they don't line up quite physically. You might want to draw a line down from your 224.23 down to the 178.9. Mm-hmm. The House has a general reduction, and so does the Senate, but it's done a little bit differently.
That's clearly a substantive difference.
Yeah. That'll be a hold.
Yes.
And then skipping over down to 224.34 to 225.3 on the House side. The fire marshal. The Senate hit does the same kind of thing, but in statutory language later on in the bill on lines 179.7 to 179.15. Do we want to flip to that?
I think we want to hold on that.
We'll hold.
Okay. All right, let's
transfer
let's
the same dollar amount?
Timing's different.
Timing's different. Okay. Different.
All right, let's hold on that.
Yeah, Representative Murphy made the request to hold, so we'll do that.
Then we're skipping to page R5. On the House side, it's lines 225.11 to 13. The Department of Human Rights.
Mr. Chair.
Like it's about the same.
Senator Higgins.
I'll move the Senate language.
Okay. Senator Higgins moves the Senate language. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed? Motion carries.
And Mr. Chairman, moving to the Corrections Department, the House lines are 225.17 to 22. That's toward the bottom of the page. Short-term offenders and sentencing to service. And the Senate lines are 178.27
to 179.3, those last six lines.
Mr. Chair, I move the Senate language.
Absent the dollars.
Yes.
Okay.
I think that, Mr. Chairman, on that point, that's an understanding as we go through, unless we make the exception the other way.
All right, we have Senator Higgins' motion in front of us. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed. Motion carries.
Mr. Chairman?
Mr. Turner.
And Mr. Chairman, members, when I put this together, I missed one. There is an identical provision on page R12, section 16 for the House and section 11 for the Senate. It's the appropriation, the fiscal year 2009 appropriation to the Post Board.
Mr. Carter.
Mr. Chair, I think the House has $25,000 in there that the Senate does not have.
But Mr. Chairman, we're not appropriate, or we're not.
Oh, for the dollars, okay.
Mr. Chair, I'll move the Senate language.
Mr. Turner, where is that?
Mr. Chairman, this would be on starting on page R12, section 16 on the House side and section 7 on the Senate side, continuing down to the middle of page R13. Again, not the dollars, just the language.
We're the same, I think, Mr. Chairman, except for the dollars. So, yes. So we should be okay with that.
All right, Senator Higgins.
Move the Senate language.
All right, we have Senator Higgins' motion in front of us. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed. Motion carries.
Mr. Chairman, was there one back on R6 that we...
We skipped.
That we skipped?
It's a hold.
On the top of R6, operations support. On the House side, it's 225.23 to 27. On the Senate side, it's 179.4 to 6. Again, this is a different approach between the two bodies, so that may be one we need to skip for now.
Let's hold that, Mr. Chair.
That would complete public safety. Moving to the next tab is state government. And the only same or similar language we have there is on page R10 to 12, having to do with tax debtor data matches.
And Mr. Chairman, I think.
Mr. Chair,
well,
there's some Senate counsel. The language was basically lifted from both the House and the Senate bills that were sent to the Tax Committee. Senate counsel did make some very minor changes to the language, which I think are preferred. As an example, I'm on page R11 right now. There's different. If you'll compare the 240.12 to 240.14 from the House language, and compare that to 188.34 to 189.2 from the Senate language, slightly stylistic differences. I think the Senate language is better. Likewise, there's a bit of a difference in the next subdivision 4. Again, they're more grammatical, stylistic differences, but apparently the Senate language is better. Mr. Bodern went through and tried to just tighten the language a little bit without changing any of the meaning of it. However, that having been said, this is still an area that is being negotiated, and there's a lot of changes that need to be made. But if we're going to just trying to adopt language right now, we may have to come back and revisit it. There is an amendment which there's meetings that are going on as of today with the revenue and some of the stakeholders that I think at least can limit, remove, if you look on the Senate language, 188.20, benefit associations, 188.21, life insurance companies. Apparently, revenue agrees that these do not need to be included in here. Likewise, 188.24 to 188.25, referring to a similar entity that holds property or maintains accounts reflecting property belonging to parties. Nobody knows what that means. So, to that extent, that can be changed. Likewise, on 189.5, only the last four digits of the Social Security number, I think that everybody agrees it needs to be the Social Security number. These are somewhat substantive changes, but I think there's enough controversy going around here. The more we can do to kind of at least hone in on what the real issues are, the better it is. Finally, the effective date is supposed to be July 1st of 08. I think most people agree that that cannot be done. Revenue apparently has some reservations, but they'll agree that October 1st is appropriate. So whatever the number of the amendment, I've got a previous version of it, does at least tighten it down. But this is an area we're going to have to come back to after there's more meetings. But if I can get at least a few people to quit pestering me on some of this, I think that'll help. And I
think
at least for purposes of taking care of this. And as I say, the language is pretty much identical, but I don't know if Representative Kahn has seen the language or not.
Mr. Chairman, I was informed that, and I assume Senator Betzfeld is part of that the section was still under discussion.
Yes,
and
so absolutely.
I think with what you said and what I was told, that maybe rather than revisiting it later, why don't we just hold it until things are put together and then
Mr. Chair,
move forward with
President
it.
President
Covina.
I
had seen Representative Kahn earlier, and she said she'd accept all of this request if he'd accept all of the rest of her language in the
But all this policy came out, so there's nothing.
All right,
to
so Senator Betzel, you're suggesting we put a hold on this.
We can. I'll certainly make the amendment available, as I say, so people that are freaking out over a lot of these issues, will at least understand that we have an amendment ready to go to take care of those issues, and they can just kind of chill out for the moment. But the people that are still freaking out about the rest of it,
freaking out
is a term of art.
That's a statutory term, isn't it?
It absolutely is, Mr. Chair. It's well defined.
And Senator Betzel, would it be helpful in the amendment if we also specified the people who are pestering you as well? And
That's also a very well understood term of art.
I just wanted to know if you wanted to specify the people who are pestering you.
They understand. They have to find me first, yeah. But there are people that care about these issues a lot.
Okay.
Mr. Chairman, I'm happy that they're pestering Senator Betzfeld.
And not the rest of us.
Not the rest of us, yeah.
Yeah.
Having said that, now we probably have them lining up.
But we're all on this conference committee, Mr. Chair, so they're certainly welcome to contact every one of us.
Well, to whoever those unknown people are, just feel free to continue to pester Senator Betzel, and the rest of us have other things to do.
So that's a hold then, Mr. Chairman.
We'll hold on, yes. But there's an amendment to take care of some of those issues, folks. Enough said.
All right.
No, they don't.
Do we want to continue to health? Now, again, we don't have either chairman present. Do we have staff?
Yes, we have.
Yeah, there's Mr. Gill. Mr.
It looks like there's a fair number of things that are identical here.
Yeah, we adopted everything else.
Is John Walls here?
Is Walls here? We're looking for our fiscal analyst, Mr. Chairman. Anybody?
The Senate's got our team lined up. So.
And ours is somewhere close. They said he was just here.
I really don't want to proceed with your staff.
Yeah, well, they're going to see if they can find him. What do we have after health?
Human services.
Isn't that same thing? So we've got Kathy, so we can begin.
Okay, so
we can do anything.
Mr. Chairman?
I'm sorry, Senator Tomasoni?
Mr. Chairman, it looks from the sheet that there's a whole bunch of identicals. Should we just move them?
In the absence of the chairman, let's we have Ms. Novak, who's conversant with this. Let's go through this section by section. Mr. Watson.
Mr. Chairman, under health appropriations, this is on R5 in the Health and Human Services tab. We've got some lines on R5. On the House side, it's 274.8 to 30. Thanks. Having to do with the Board of Nursing Home Administrators Administrative Unit. And that although there are technical differences, the document here says staff recommends the Senate.
I'll move the Senate language, Mr. Chair.
All right. We have Mr. Chairman, I was just talking to Mr. Marks, maybe one where we may want to take the money as well.
No, because it's identical?
Do you want to indicate?
If that would be okay with you, Mr. Chair, then I would move the Senate language and the Senate appropriations of 100 and 200.
It's not general funds, so it would fit in kind of that general category of what we did earlier and some other things.
Okay, so we have Representative Carlson's motion in front of us. Is there further discussion? If not, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed. Motion carries.
Mr. Chairman, that covered lines 296.7. to 29. Mm-hmm. Then we've got lines 296, 30 to 32 in the Board of Marriage and Family Therapy.
Oh, there we are. Yeah. And it's the same situation.
Yeah. Looks awfully similar.
Yeah, and Mr. Chairman, again, that's another special fund, so we can take both the language and the dollar amount.
Okay. Representative Carlson so moves. Is there further discussion? If not, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed? Motion carries.
Then, Mr. Chairman, moving quite a few pages to R36. On the House side, we are starting with line 304.3. This would be Section 1. And we're going to do a bunch of sections here. It's sections 1 to 4, 6 and 7 are targeted case management reductions, and those are identical. But then section 5, which is housing access grants, is also identical. And sections 8 and 9, county nursing home intergovernmental transfers, are identical. So it's everything from section 1 to 9 on the House and Senate sides, running from page R36 to R43.
I'll move those identicals, Mr. Chair.
Representative Carlson.
I'm talking to Mr. Marks about apparently some of these may drive money, he was saying, so.
I'll do.
Mr. Marks, maybe why don't you, so everybody can hear you. My fiscal staff, Mr. Godfrey, could identify.
Mr. Marks or Mr. Godfrey?
Mr. Chair, members, these three items here, the targeted case management reduction, the housing access grants, and the county nursing home intergovernmental transfers, are all associated with an appropriation item. These may be items, and I'm not familiar with the actual language because I don't have the language right in front of me, but these may be aspects of policy which don't cost money, but they're overall part of items which have a fiscal impact. And the targeted case management reduction is a federal compliance item which does have a change in appropriation. And the housing access grants, I believe, is associated with the targeted case management. I mean, the managed waiver. Cap item, which results in some savings. And the county nursing home intergovernmental transfer is a reduction in revenue and a reduction in expenditure.
To some degree affect general fund money, but we would probably be doing them in the end, is what he said.
Well, I think that's the same thing.
Yeah, so we might as well just move it. Okay.
President Carlson.
I'll move the to balance the ledger here, the House position.
Okay,
on, and then, on those three items, R36, R40, R43.
Okay, we have
those are identical.
Okay, we have Representative Carlson's motion in front of us. Is there further discussion? If not, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed. Motion carries.
Mr. Chairman, then we move forward about 10 more pages to R53, Section 14 on the House side, Section 11 on the Senate side, relocation service coordination, and those should be identical.
Mr. Chairman, I'll move the Senate.
Okay. We have Representative Carlson's motion in front of us. If there's no further discussion, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed? Motion carries.
Next, Mr. Chairman, is right after that, Section 15 on the House side and 12 on the Senate side on Minnesota Supplemental Aid. But there's a technical difference, and the staff recommends the Senate.
I'll move the Senate, Mr.
That's
Chairman.
That's for Section 12, then, on the Senate side.
Okay, we have Representative Carlson's motion to adopt the Senate position. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed? Motion carries.
Then Section 13 on the Senate side and 16 on the House side, the MSA standard of assistance for certain persons, there are some differences, and the staff recommends the House language. That would be Section 16 on page 54.
Mr. Chairman, I'll move the House.
Moving on to 55.
Okay, Representative Carlson moves the House language. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed? Motion carries.
That takes us all the way down to almost the bottom of page R56.
The next section of 17 was moved off to another conference committee. So,
moving to R76, did he say?
We're moving into Article 24, Children and Family Services. That's another 20 pages ahead on page R76. The definitions are identical at Section 1 on the House side and Section 2 on the Senate side.
Mr. Chairman, I'll move the Senate. Was that?
From R76 to R79, I would say.
It's federal.
Yeah.
This is federal. Yeah. That's spreadsheet item.
No, we can use some
Okay, we have.
We'll move ahead. I think it's just like that earlier section, Mr. Chairman, where it's federal compliance and something that we'd be doing in the end. So, and they are identical. So, you want to take them one at a time, or do you want to block them?
Well, we could do it.
Four of them.
Mr. Chairman, there is a block of four items here. It's sections 1-4 on the House side and sections 2-5 on the Senate side that all deal with child support federal compliance and are identical.
And
two and three, Senate.
So, Mr. Chairman, I'll move all four sections if you're okay with that.
Okay, so Representative Carlson, you're moving
R76, R76, 78, R78, and R78 and 79, those first four lines, that they're all identical and all federal compliance.
Okay, I think, Mr. Godfrey, you indicated that was okay. Ms. Novak? All right. We have Representative Carlson's motion in front of us. Is there further discussion? If not, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed? Motion carries.
Then, Mr. Chairman, skipping forward several pages to R86.
That's substantive, I think. Mr. Chair, I think staff recommends that we hold on this issue. It's a significant policy difference, although the language is similar.
Mr. Chairman, I couldn't quite hear.
Ms. White is indicating
she said to hold it.
We should hold on
okay.
it.
So then, if you hold on that one, Mr. Chairman, moving forward to page R90 to 92, section 6 and 7 have to do with child support federal compliance, and they are identical with their Senate counterparts, sections 18 and 19.
Yes, so, Mr. Chairman, I'll I think I was moving the House before, so I'll move the Senate here.
Okay, Representative Carlson moves the Senate position. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries.
Then, Mr. Chairman, on page 92, it's a little harder to follow. Section 9 on the House side, the TANF MO, because the Senate language is in a different location.
Mr. Chair, staff would recommend we hold on this, too.
Hold on that? Okay. Then moving to page R98, the repealer, section 10, on the House side, and section 21 on the Senate side are identical.
So I'll move the House position, Mr. Chairman.
Ms. White.
Mr. Chair, if I may, within the repealer section, there are two sections being repealed. One is child support federal compliance. The other one is the MFIP family cap. I just want to let you know that those are the two that are being repealed within this section. I'm not sure if you want to do both.
This one has a cost underlined, so maybe
yeah,
we better back up.
Okay.
Mr. Chairman, I'll we may have to divide this. Mr. Marks reminds me that one of them has a cost and the other one doesn't, so I don't think we want to deal with the one that has a cost yet.
Okay, and Mr. Mossman's suggesting we do the first. Is that Mr. Marks and
Mr. Chair, the repealer of the federal compliance child support provision, that would be the one that you'd want to do. The other repealer has a significant cost.
Okay, so
the first one.
You have to.
I'll move the first one then. I withdrew that other motion, and we'll just take the first one then with no cost, the federal compliance.
So everybody has Representative Carlson's motion.
Moving part of a sentence, Mr. Chair.
Moving the first repealer.
Just one repealer. There, one, the, Mr.
I know,
Chairman.
Yeah, I know what that, but it's part of a sentence and not a whole sentence. And
up to the semicolon.
Okay, whatever.
Well, Senator Higgins, if
we're.
Just seems a little funky to me, that's all.
It's
also
it's
a technical term.
So we're taking half the sentence.
Senator Higgins said it was pretty funky and. Senator Bressel's freaking out. So,
no, I'm not freaking out. No.
I'm sorry. Somebody else was.
Others.
You were chilling out.
No. Others. I've been telling others who were freaking. I need to chill out.
It's a
technical.
Glad we're getting near the end here, Mr. Chairman.
It's a groovy discussion. So let's. Representative Carlson, what do you want to do?
Well, we're going to repeal. The first one.
Let's put a period after. Let's put a period after 15 and then repeal it.
That repealer, I guess, is what being that we're in the middle of a sentence.
Okay.
So Mr. Chairman, I understand it would say Minnesota Statutes 2006, Section 256.741, Subdivision 15 is repealed.
That sounds good to me, Mr. Chairman.
Period.
That's what I move.
Okay. We have Representative Carlson's motion in front of us. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed?
Groovy.
Motion carries.
And I think we're automatically correct.
Mr. Chairman, then we're moving forward a few more pages to R102. We're in health care now. And we'll find Section 1 starting on the bottom of page 102, comparable to Section 3 on the Senate side. And the spreadsheet says they are identical.
They both have
operating payment rates.
To them, don't they?
Yeah,
this one has a lot of money
yes.
to it because it's the rebasing.
Right.
So you want to hold
yes.
it. Okay.
Well,
We'll hold on that one, Mr. Chairman.
Then moving forward, Mr. Chairman, to R104, sections 3 and 4 on the House side and 4 and 5 on the Senate side, the long-term care partnership program. Spreadsheet says they're identical.
Is there?
There's a cost there as well.
Okay,
so we'll
hold. There's a cost here.
We'll hold on that one as well then.
Moving then to page R108, sections 5 and 6 on the House side, sections 8 and 9 on the Senate side, the cap on MA co-payments.
That should be a savings.
But it
would be fiscal.
This
is going to be a savings, but it'll be fiscal.
Yeah.
So you want to hold?
Yes.
Yep.
All right. So we'll hold
We're
on.
We're going to hold on this one as well, Mr. Chairman, because it has a fiscal impact. Mr. Chairman, with new information, it's federal compliance. So I guess that would fit with what we've done in the past.
Okay.
So maybe we should move forward with it.
And does the human service staff concur?
Mr. Chair, members, this item does have a small cost of $18,000 net cost in fiscal year 09. And it's somewhat related to another item, which is the Medicaid targeted case management item, in that item has an offsetting cost of $18,000. And I believe you've already adopted some language on that. So if you adopt this language together as a package, it's cost neutral.
Okay.
It's still, Mr. Chair, members, it still requires changes in appropriation in the bill, however.
Supervisor Carlson.
I'll move adoption.
All right.
Mr. Chairman,
there is a slight
language difference.
Senator House.
And there's been discussions with House staff and DHS, and the recommendation would be the House language.
Yeah, I'll include that in my motion, Mr. Chairman, House language.
All right. Representative Carlson recommends House language. Is there further discussion? If not, all in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed. Motion carries. Mr. Watson.
So, Mr. Chairman, that was sections 5 and 6 on pages 108 and 109 on the House side. So we're moving forward then to Human Services Appropriations on R-123. These, again, may get a little more difficult because we're looking at specific lines. Starting with line 355.16 to 22 on the House side. That paragraph on funding usage. On the Senate side, it's 283.26 to 283.33, and the staff is recommending the House language.
Mr. Chair, I'll move House.
Okay, we have Representative Carlson's motion in front of us. Is there further discussion? If not, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed. Motion carries.
Next, Mr. Chairman, is on 126. On the House side, it's lines 356.30 to 357.9. The hospital payment delay.
And the staff recommends Senate on this one. So is there a
We should
hold this one because
Yes.
Mr. Chairman, I suggest we hold this one.
Representative Covina.
Well, no, I was going to ask you if, you know, there were concerns by a member, like if there were language changes or if it would substantially have an effect on, because I know one of my hospitals had contacted me on this language. So are you delaying it then?
Yeah, we're going to hold on this.
Yeah.
Okay, Mr. Watson.
So the next one, Mr. Chairman, is on page R128. On the House side, it's lines 357.12 to 36. That actually gets over onto page 129 as well. And on the Senate side, it's lines 288.1 to 26. Disability health options rate setting.
I suggest we hold this one, okay, Chairman.
All right, next, Mr. Watson.
On page R129, Mr. Chairman, lines 358.8 to 12. On the House side, that's the last paragraph there. And on the Senate side, it's 288.29 to 34. Staff recommends the House. There are minor differences.
And this is a, this is a special account, so we,
yes.
It's a revenue. So, but it's a special account. Yeah, but it's a transfer to the general fund.
This was an account that got vetoed.
It's a transfer to the general fund.
Well,
so
holds.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. Mr. Chairman, let's hold that one, being that it's a transfer.
Okay.
To the general fund.
All right.
Mr. Chairman, moving forward a couple of pages to R131. On the House side, it's lines 358.26 to 359.12, managing the growth and TBI and CADI waiver.
Yes.
The Senate lines are 290.7 to 26.
I'm going to hold on that one, too.
Staff says that that's identical.
But it's a spreadsheet item, so.
Okay. Next, then, is R132. House lines 359.27 to 32, the funding usage. Identical.
Hold on this one as well. Okay.
The next one, Mr. Chairman, is on R134. House lines 361.15 to 19, the housing access grant. At the top of the page. Senate lines are 292.1 to 5. Identical.
It's appropriating 250, so you want to hold?
Yeah. Okay, so we'll hold on this.
The next one then, Mr. Chairman, is lines 20 to 28 on the House side and 6 to 12 on the Senate side.
Yeah.
6 to 14 on the Senate side.
All right, so we'll hold on this.
The next is on 135, House lines 362.7 to 19, the county past due receivables.
All right,
so that's a hold.
Yeah.
Hold that one, too.
So we...
Then, Mr. Chairman, the last item under forecast adjustments, the whole article,
right,
which runs from pages R139 to 143, all of the numbers are identical. There are minor language differences, and the staff recommends the Senate.
Chairman, I'll move Senate.
Okay. Rosa Carlson moves the Senate language. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed. Motion carries.
Mr. Chairman, that completes the list of same and similar items.
Okay. Go back to
yeah, let's see. How
is that better? Right?
Do we have Mr. Chair? President Rocavina.
I noticed Representative Junkie's here if you wanted to revisit.
Yeah, we were just talking about it. Okay. Ms. White, before you leave, could I...
Mr. Chairman, I just wanted to check with Representative Rukavina. Are you keeping book now on Senate House?
I'm sure.
Are we ahead or behind?
I think we've given a lot of concessions to the Senate this evening.
With all those identicals?
Yeah. That doesn't count.
Oh, depends on who's calling.
Well, Senator Cohen, you can't change the rules in the middle of the game.
I just want to make sure, Mr. Chairman, we're ahead.
All right, well, Representative Junkie is here. Do we still have Mr. Knopf here?
He's probably in the basement.
I think he was trying to get stuff copied.
I thought we had everything copied.
Did we get the copies?
But it hasn't been distributed, has it?
Yeah. It hasn't. Why don't we distribute the Ag and Vets language? I know Representative Junkie has been sitting here for a little bit. Senator Vickerman is not here. I'm not necessarily uncomfortable going ahead if we have staff, but if we don't have Senate staff, I'm...
They settled.
If we can...
Mr. Chairman, maybe I could just mention...
here's Mr. Knopf.
For Representative Junkie's benefit, we passed over agriculture... for two reasons. One, we thought it'd be a good idea if you were here, and then secondly, at that point in time, we didn't have the language, and it's now being distributed. So that's why we didn't proceed. But somebody must have told you we were looking for you or something.
Well, we have Mr. Knopf and Mr. Bodden here. So we can go back to, let's see how we do if we go back to the agriculture section. And Mr. Junkie, I don't know, Representative Junkie, I don't know if you were here earlier. We're not looking to adopt money. We're looking to adopt same or similar language.
Mr. Chair, you could do our money. We'd be all done.
Sorry.
Well, Mr. Chair.
Representative Rukavina.
We all have a copy of the amendment now to Articles 9 and 10 and 14. And are we, I mean, if Senator Vickerman and Representative Junkie have agreed to the language, can we adopt the language without the dollars?
Well, I want to make sure we know what the language is and make sure that it doesn't relate to dollars.
Well, if we're not adopting dollars, what difference does it make? Well, I see.
I think what he's, Mr. Chairman, I think what he's saying is what we did with the other sections is that we adopted language, but unless there were a special fund in some instances or federal dollars, we didn't adopt any money, but we can adopt virtually
Senator Cohen, I was all trying the language. To be as accommodating as possible because I have to have breakfast with him in the morning, and he yells at me a lot for just little things. So,
I appreciate some of the domestic differences, but
Mr. Chairman, I just have to ask Representative Junkie where he learned to yell at him in the morning.
An associate member of the IRD for a number of years.
I was wondering if maybe you learned it from him. I just
okay.
So,
let's,
Mr. Chairman, does that mean that Representative Rukavina never yells at Representative Junkie then?
Bigger than me.
We should move on.
All right. Well, Mr. Watson, why don't you, let's go back to the agriculture section and let's work on this. Let's work this by referencing the side-by-sides and then what we have in front of us.
Side-by-side.
Mr. Chairman, the first would be in the agriculture section, agriculture tab, on page R2, the section 2, and we talked about that, the livestock investment grant program, and the slight differences there.
And Mr. Chairman, you'll find the language on the new document, page 2, lines 2.3 to 2.7. On the CEL08-01.
Okay, this references an appropriation.
Mr. Chair,
that
is the appropriation section, but if you go to 4.18 through 6.17, that's the language only. And you could adopt that. Doesn't make any difference there's appropriation or not. The appropriation you can decide on later. But he referenced the appropriation. This is the language that would accompany the appropriation, but that can be adopted.
Mr. Chairman, but you were adopting rider language without the money earlier.
Right.
So you could, I mean, that's the first item on the Senate side, list. And the third item is the language, as Representative Junkie mentioned. They are matched, though.
So, Mr. Chairman, that would be consistent with what we were doing before. It's just that we leave the number blank.
Yes.
Yeah. So,
okay. So, President Carlson, do you want to make the motion?
I'll move both reference points, then the language there in the appropriations section. That would be the first section there, then?
Yes, Mr. Chairman, that's 2.3 to 2.7 on the -01 document.
2.3 through 2.7.
Okay, we have Representative Carlson's motion in front of us. Is there further discussion? If not, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed. And motion carries.
And then we have on Section 5 that Representative Junkie indicated was straight language as well. So I'll move on Section 5 beginning on page 4.
Okay. Further discussion on the Carlson motion? If not, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed. Motion carries. Okay, Mr. Watson.
Mr. Chairman, then we'll move into the Veterans Affairs article. It's on R12 and 13.
Mr. Chair.
President Duffy.
Before you move there, there is another Section 6 is language. And there is a change that's been agreed to in the amendment. It'd be 8.17 through 8.20, but it's that whole section. That's just language referring to the ethanol payments. There's no dollars accompanying them in that section.
So, Mr. Chairman, Representative Junkie, then that would run through page 8?
Correct. Yeah, it's all of Section 6, but there's just one change that shows up on 8.
Mr. Chair.
Sherry Higgins.
Does a question for Representative Junkie. Does the language on 3.5 through 3.11 go with that? I think it's unpaid claimants.
Yes. Yes. Good catch, Senator Higgins. That would go with it, yes. And that's just language to relating to the ethanol producer payment.
Representative Junkie, I'm not sure I object to the language, but this clearly is tied into the appropriation.
The appropriation is right above that in 3.1 through 3.4.
Okay.
It's a cancellation, so there is in the rider language, Senator Higgins just indicated that it does and it doesn't, but whatever you're comfortable with.
Well, our discussion agreement from earlier in the evening was that we were not going to do anything related to general fund dollars, certainly, and this language would appear to do that.
All right.
So, Mr. Watson.
Mr. Chairman, then moving into the Veterans Affairs article, we're on page R12 and 13. On the House side, it's lines 208.31 to 208.30. It's that first paragraph on the top of the page of R13.
Mr. Chairman, you'll find the recommendation in the committee report is on page 9, beginning on line 31 and going through page 10, line 5.
Mr. Chairman, 9.31 through where?
Page 10, line 5.
10, line 5.
That's, Mr. Chair, it's got an appropriation, too.
Yes.
So that would be
on.
Yep.
Yeah, Mr. Watson.
Moving forward then to page 13, it's lines 209.4 to 6. On the House side, the link vet linkage line, and 119.1 to 3 on the Senate side.
Yeah.
It's not appropriate.
Again, this is money.
Mm-hmm. Is it? Mr. Chairman, looking in the recommendations of the working group, that's on page 10, line 6 through line 13. that recommendations. There's an appropriation component, and then lines 9 through 13 are the House language concerning the combination of services.
Yeah, well, Mr. Bodden, is a lot of this, and Representative Junkie, is a lot of this all rider language which references the general fund appropriation?
Mr. Chair, yes.
Okay. Is there anything in the list under Veterans Affairs that is, we have a couple areas that talk about same.
Mr. Chairman, there are two items at the bottom of the list. The World War II Memorial Bank account, which is on page R17 of the side-by-side. That is a statutory appropriation from a special revenue fund, I believe. And you'll find that that is on page 12 of the working group report, page 12, lines 25 to 30. That's identical.
Mr. Chairman,
Representative Carlson,
these last two items do not impact on the general fund, so actually we can take, if you can restate where those both are located in the working group language. Maybe it's is that the language the same as it is in the side-by-sides, or is it?
Mr. Chairman,
should be working off of one
Representative
document.
Carlson, that's correct. Yes,
it is the same in both instances. Okay, so Mr. Chairman, I'll move those last two sections.
Okay,
that would be R17 and R18.
All right, we have Representative Carlson's motion. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed. Motion carries. Mr. Watson, Mr. Bodner.
Mr. Chairman, moving past any rider items that have general fund components, the next item would be on page R25, the side-by-side is a we'll support our troops account appropriation. And that's identical on the side-by-side and was recommended by the working group. That's section 4 on the House side of R25 and continues through R26.
Mr. Chairman, I'll move the House.
Okay, and I'm sorry, Mr. Bonner, where is that in the document?
Mr. Chairman, again, it would be identical, and I believe it's on page 18, section 4 in that document.
Okay, we have Representative Carlson's motion. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed. Motion carries. Mr. Bonner.
Mr. Chairman, the next item would be on that list would be the State Enhanced Employer Support of the Guard program. That's in R27 of the side-by-side.
20.
It's on page 20 of the working group report. There is an appropriation for that. This just basically creates the program in statute without the appropriation.
That's general fund. So you want to move the language?
Yeah.
Okay. Mr. Chairman, I'll move the language.
Okay. Representative Carlson moves adoption of the language as contained within the document. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed. Motion carries. Mr. Bodner.
Mr. Chairman, on page 20 of the working group report, section 8 was identical in both bills. You can see all of it there on page 20. The Medic Recertification Bonus Program. And again, it is tied to an appropriation, but this is just the statutory language.
I can move the language again on that one. Mr. Chairman, I'll move the.
Yeah. Okay, Representative Carlson moves
House language.
Representative Carlson, are you moving the House language or?
Or I guess we've been kind of going back and forth, but we're working off this document, so yeah, I'll move.
Section 8.
Yeah,
Section 8,
page 20.
All right. We have the Carlson 21. Motion in front of us. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Opposed? Motion carries. Mr. Bodner.
Mr. Chairman, the last item that's on the same or similar list is on page 21. It's section 11, the National Guard Youth Challenge Program Study. The working group report does contain a small $15,000 general fund appropriation for the study.
Okay, then we hold on.
All right, we would hold on that. Mr. Watson, is there anything else that we should take a look at?
Mr. Chair.
Junkie.
I know you're doing same or similar, but again, we have agreed on language, so there is other language that we've skipped over in this amendment that has no appropriations. And an example would be on page 19, section 5, and page 20, section 6, deals with use of timber sales on Camp Ripley. Again, no general fund implications, just describes how they can utilize those funds as they sell the timber. And so we've agreed on that language, and there's no appropriation language to it.
Mr. Chairman, there is actually there's a $100,000 loss to the general fund that's incurred through switching the funding on that.
Yeah, Mr. Mossman, just okay. Do that.
All right.
Is there something else for some junkie? Or?
Trying to get my northern guys feeling at home. There was some timber stuff in here. I thought I'd mention it.
Mr. Chairman, Representative Junkie, when we're holding these over, if they have, that doesn't mean that they'll be revisited at some point, just that we're dealing with the language.
That's fine.
So to give you some comfort, we'll be back on these issues.
Okay. Mr. Watson, is there anything else that we have not covered from your outline that we've been working from?
Mr. Chairman, no. I think you've gone over everything and decided to skip a number of things, but I don't think you've overlooked anything, unless somebody else has something that they might have overlooked. I think you've gotten through the agenda.
Mr. Marks, you can do that later tonight. Thanks. We just adjourn now, but when are we adjourning to? We're in session tomorrow. And for 9, it's going to be late.
Let's see the official light.
Well,
yeah.
It's up to them if you want to point it out.
We're taking the education. Virginia, you can just announce the call of the chair after session tomorrow. Unless it runs too late, and we'll put it out on the internet as soon as we have more information.
Okay, well, I think this concludes our work for tonight. We will meet tomorrow at the call of the chair. There's some question as to the length of house session, so we're going to have to, President Carlson, see what happens with your side of the table.
And Mr. Chairman, we did wait one day for the Senate to get done, so it's not always that.
I didn't say that, but